This guy comes out of nowhere and just starts naming them. I mean, he's naming them hard as fuck. Wow, I can't hardly fucking believe it. Mr. Merlin ain't fucking around. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Before I bust you in the mouth, I bust you in the mouth. Rapper's fucking radio is in the house. Get the fuck out of his way because he names the guy loud. Mr. Merlin doesn't have time to fuck around. He will steal your bitch, dog around, and come in her mouth. Mr. Merlin name in the guy loud and proud. Get the fuck back, bitch, before I bust you in the mouth. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merlin, name the fucking kikes. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merlin. Are you listening to me, world? You better bitch, because I ain't fucking around.
Fuck yeah, Mr. Merlin. Fuck yeah, Mr. Merlin.
Davis Lerman. Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman. Davis Lerman.
But as I was bending down, Davis Lerman like grabs me by my hips and he had an erection.
Oh God.
And just starts like humping me. And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, bam, right in there.
Wow and wow wow.
It's really annoying.
Is it really just the new normal?
Davis Lerman.
He's a sleazebag. I have zero respect for the guy.
Davis Lerman.
I absolutely hate seeing our people.
That's exactly right.
Infatuated by him and thinking he's somehow some kind of, you know, impressive individual. It hurts my soul to watch our people vie for this fucking scumbag.
Davis Lerman and the right perspective. The right perspective. Right perspective.
All right, news and analysis coming up. Hang in there.
I think I'm demonically possessed, and the only way I can redeem myself is by murdering
Davis Lerman.
Right perspective!
He doesn't care what you feel, he just wants to know what you think. Davis Lerman.
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 Biggest threat to America is this Lerman guy.
10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5,
Listen closely to the words of this song. I'm betting a lot of people never had the place they belong. Give them a platform for doing something evil.
Better not look at me wrong, cause I'ma mess you up all right.
Somebody starts just for murdering people. Maybe doesn't it feel so familiar?
Fuck the Jews! Fuck you! Fuck your Holocaust! Fuck your banks, fuck your fucking bullshit ethno-state shitbag magic book country.
My damage. It's what these useless idiots deserve. Soon I'll be praised for causing havoc. That's why I signed up to protect and deserve.
That's your captain speaking. I order you to give them all a nice bullet to the head.
Yes, sir, whatever you say. I'll play no one's
It's abject, absolute racism. It's total racism.
Anti-Semitism is at its core.
Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective. The Right Perspective. Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
So in America, we have this thing called freedom of speech.
Nigger.
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 Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Don't say nigger. Say nigger.
Hey, that's racist.
We're supposed to be living in a democracy.
We're used to hearing that the USA is a cradle of democracy. And in case you might forget, they remind you at every opportunity.
This is not a banana republic. It's the Democratic Republic of the United States of America.
Embattled democracy.
A moment when our democracy was gravely threatened.
What does democracy actually mean? In theory, it's supposed to be the rule of the people. But it seems like around the world, in many different countries, many feel like the people's will is not being enacted, and they are not happy about it.
Manipulating the Constitution. Manipulating the Constitution.
Effing Jews.
This administration has financed a genocide in Gaza for the last year, and every day you're up there denying accountability for it. So, I mean, what gives you the right to lecture other countries on their moral...
So, if you have... policy question for me, I'm happy to take it if you want to give a speech.
No, but I mean, people are sick of the bullshit in here. I mean, like, it is a genocide. You are abetting it, and you are risking nuclear war in Ukraine for this.
Plenty of other places to give a speech. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, this is democracy manifest. What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
Fuck it! Get rid of the propaganda.
I don't want thoughts.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Daddy.
How many effing Jews do these people think there are in the United States?
Jews are the source of all the problems in the world.
I've had it with kikes.
Jews, J-E-W-S. J-E-W-S.
The root cause.
J-E-W-S.
The root problems.
J-E-W-S.
Can you see Jews?
For centuries, they've been stuffing their stomachs with human flesh and they've been stuffing their pockets with money, but they must realize that this ball of vampires is about to end in international affairs.
We see you, we're on to you, and we're going to call this out.
That
freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Try that freaky, nasty, raunchy, crazy stuff.
Davis Lerman.
What the fuck?
I could crush a walnut with my vagina.
Ooh, that's so vulgar.
Davis Lerman.
Daddy. Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
I am not getting excited. I am getting mad.
The Right Perspective.
Daddy, yeah.
I like when my butthole itches just a tiny bit.
Mr. Lerman. Daddy.
Hey, everybody. Davis Lerman, Right Perspective Radio. How you doing? Yep. It's Monday. By the way, tomorrow night is Guillermo Rudolph. Yes, indeed. We'll be having Guillermo on. He of the Holocaust Encyclopedia. Wednesday is going to be Dave Scorpio, along with Mike Sledge. So that's good. Thursday night, ladies' night. Friday, IRL Talk Live. I'll be putting out the link a lot earlier. I see Bushmaster there and FTJ, by the way. We still have to get his take on the military pay for play, enticing our guys by, you know, raising a, raising the payment, the sign-on bonus, right? That's the words I was looking for. Yes, you get it. Oh, here we go. Some very talented individuals.
I had a pet lizard named George.
He was cool, but he made me really bored. So I gave him to my mom, and she loves him very much because animals are better than people. They try to cancel me, bother me, stop bothering me. I don't even like my job. Karens, shut the up. Vegans, shut the up. Babies, shut the up. Everyone needs to shut the up. Laundry, shut the up. War, shut the up. Dinosaurs, shut the up. Everyone needs to shut the up. Traffic, shut the up. People, shut the up. Groceries, shut the up. Everyone needs to shut the up. That's it.
Mm-hmm. We're serving bull. You hear right now? Yeah. Very good. Take these hardened killers and you make them record a song. It's fucking crazy. Yes. Ode to Serbian Bull. All right, we'll go into the chat in a minute. Oh, I see niggers here. Nice to see you guys. Das Reich, bitch. There he is. There's Serbian Bull, everybody. That's fucking crazy. My goodness. Look at these two stone-faced fucking badasses. He's only mildly enjoying this, you see. Yeah, well, you get the idea. Okay, so this is going to be one of those news blitzes. Like, I'm going to try to fit in like 60 stories and make quick commentary. We've done this every Monday for the past 5 Mondays. And rather than, you know, belabor pieces, we try to do a screen scrape of all the news. That's the idea, except it's like an audio scrape. Ah, yes. Okay, we said we'd go to the chat in a minute. First, I want to preview something to make sure you keep coming back, okay? So, on G-Man Show today, I feel kind of honored. I got to tell G-Man something he didn't know. G-Man knows a lot of stuff. So, when I found something G-Man didn't know, believe me, that's a point of pride. So, I let him know about CRS, the Community Relations Service, which is a Justice Department project. They tend to, they consider themselves America's peacemakers, and they try to put themselves as mediators between victims who are white and aggressors who are black. This is generally how it works out. And they do so to shape the narrative, and most importantly, to help guide in the case of Ethan Liming and the recent stabbing, they try to shape the parents' response. They tend to politely threaten them, let them know that, well, if you were a part of inciting to riot a crowd in response to this, you know, terrible injustice, not only may you be criminally liable, but you'd be fiscally reliable for any cities Negroes might burn down. Oh, and also, this may impede your son's justice, the justice you want him to receive in the courts. So they do all of this at people's weakest moments, you know, just when they've lost their son or daughter. And certainly the CRS is not always needed. Like in the case of Molly Tibbetts' dad, I really don't, and the mom, I don't think that was CRS necessarily. We know CRS was there. But I don't think the mom having a friend, a brown Mexican friend of the dude who killed his daughter, come move into the house with them. You know, I really don't think that that's CRS. CRS tends to be they're a temporary measure. Again, at people's weakest moments. All right, that being said, here's a couple of videos we're going to be exploring on CRS in the coming days.
I'm going to ask this young man. I need a young black man. Would you come up here on stage? There's a reason I want a young black man up here, because he represents some things that I'm going to talk to you about in just a moment.
Oh, okay. Let's play fill in the blank. What do you think he's going to be representative of? I can name a few things. Yeah. Oh, I can name a lot of things. God damn. All right. Should I ruin it for you? Well, this is not ruining. You got to see it. But he washes this nigger's feet. Okay. So this is the CRS religious approach. I'm not certain if this dude is still receiving Justice Department money. I'm not sure if that was caught up in the USAID stoppage, but either way, this dude was once a recipient of NGO money. So he is the extension of CRS. Here's what CRS has to say about themselves. Again, just a little preview. Oh, look at that, Department of Justice. Oh, it's not fake. Well, I've already received emails that said, Lerman, you're lying to people. CRS is not fake. Oh, that's weird. Look at this. Huh.
The Community Relations Service, also known as CRS, is an agency within the Department of Justice.
Oh.
CRS was authorized under the 1964 Civil Rights Act and also the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act in 2009. CRS provides four services: facilitation, mediation, consultation, and training. We don't prosecute. We don't have any law enforcement authority. Also, we're neutral. We're third-party mediators. Our services are free. And so we really are able to help communities when there is conflict.
Look at this triangroid. So their services are free. Oh, great. Thanks. Yeah. Well, not really, because everyone's paying for this shitty service. And again, they come to people at their weakest, most vulnerable moment and threaten them through legalese. Well, not really threaten them. I mean, they're doing the bit where they're like, listen, we have a real concern about you, and we're here on your side. We're here on your side. I mean, there are people who think you're going to take this racial, and they're just hoping that a black-on-white riot breaks out. Who knows? It could be like the summer of Floyd again. And we're not saying that that would be entirely your fault, but the Justice Department would be required to investigate your connection between inciting to riot and the subsequent violence. They do these kind of things to you. Next thing you know, they're pulling out worksheets where the parent gets to craft a written narrative, which is from a fucking ABC, like a drop-down menu. If you're wondering why all these recant, disavow racisms that come from after dead kids, if you're wondering why they all sound similar, here's your reason why. They're literally carbon copy narratives, custom crafted from the minds of, well, here you go, here's another one: Nogs, Chingroids. Look at this bullshit. Yes, he's really interested in advancing white people's interests. Conflict. Oh, yes. All right. Here you go. America's leading scholar here.
Hey, baby. Now, look here. Y'all don't want to start a riot up in this bitch.
Right. Right. Okay, so that's coming up. But that's not tonight. Tonight is news. After all, I mean, that other stuff can wait. We'll do it sometime this week.
Me, Billy B. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Well, hey, hello. Welcome to the stream, everybody.
It never ends. It never ends. It's always something. So, how are you guys? Welcome. Who do we have here? We got
MFC NorCal, Serbian Bull, Kato Koshiro, Nigger, Kick Chef, Das Reich Bitches, and Colonizer Grind Set. Nice to see everybody. Okay, let's make sure I didn't miss anybody. Yeah, pushing white genocide is neutral. Yeah, they're neutral arbiters of fucking fake and gay democracy, don't you know? Yeah, Civil Rights Act. It was, we were authorized under the Civil Rights Act. Right. Yep. It's a hard choice. If I was given a choice, like, listen up. Would you rather chop the head off the Statue of Liberty and send it back to France, or repeal the Civil Rights Act? Well, one is mostly symbolic, so I'd have to go with the Civil Rights Act. But, you know, why not do both? We can do both, right? Let's not limit our future vision of America, or America 2.0, whatever this thing becomes. It probably shouldn't even be called America again. The seeds, which are the poison pills sown into the soil of America. This place is done. This place is done. I mean, what do you do with America? How do you extricate yourself from leading scholars like this fella here on the screen? How? Well, I guess first you get rid of Jews, and then that's like getting rid of the pimp, and then the whores will magically evaporate and or get in line. So maybe that's the answer. Jews first, nigs second. Right. Anywho, we'll be getting to that. Where was we? Oh, yeah.
Guys, what's going on?
We have Bushmaster 6A. Here we go. He says, welcome to the club of about 7% of the world's population who knows their ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. Wow, is it that bad? Bushmaster 6A, that Serbian Bull intro is classic. Actually reminiscent of Robert Earl Keane's No Kind of Dancer. Oh, well, this thing has a whole other mimetic mythology to it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what made me think to play that is, let's see, Luke put together a bunch of drops. And, I planned on taking those drops and, like, crafting them into, like, banhammer drops for Serbian Bull. He's not booting nearly as many people as he could. I'm not saying should. He can do what he wants. But, since we want to take this IRL Talk Live thing and make it like the Callahan thing, lots of call-ins, I figure he would need encouragement to, you know, go ahead and ban away. Ban at will. Fucking ban. So we'll have some banhammer drops. That's the idea. Anyway, that song was one of the things Luke put together. I said, oh, that reminds me. Yeah, we have to do that, don't we? Yes, we do.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hi. All right, let's take this nog off the screen. It's enough already. Stop screen. Oh, I have something to show you. Image file. Okay, I need your help to do something here. I need you to right a wrong. There is an injustice, and I need you to right a wrong. Stick with me. It's free to do. It takes a moment, and likely you all have some kind of email that you use to receive junk mail. Okay, well, how about this? How about you go to FTJ, make an account, besides the account you may already have, and subscribe to yours truly. Look at this. Zach is above me in the scroll down menu because we both have 183 subscribers, and for some reason it prioritizes Zach. I'm thinking that's because me subscribing to myself might in fact be the 183rd subscriber. Oh, sure, it seems petty to you, doesn't it? Well, it's bugging me. So I need you to subscribe. I don't care if it's a junk email. I don't care if you never use the account again, you got to go on there and subscribe to yours truly. And don't subscribe to me and subscribe to Zach. That's what's the point of that? I want more numbers than Zach, at least on FTJ. I'm never going to have more than him on Stu Peters. Unless the address of Zach's home was accurate. And I'm not saying I'm going to cut the brake lines, but I'm saying I do have scissors. However, I'm kidding. That's just a joke. There's going to be someone make a thing out of that. Oh, my God. These humorless people. All right. That bugs me. That does bug me. Like, wait. What is this? He has Avril on, and now he's ahead of me. Now people have to move the scrolling mouse wheel twice. They have to go brr, brr, with their mouse. Arr, arr. They used to just scroll down once. Arr, and there I am. So, of course, it's always G-Man up top. Then Flood. Then NNR. Then it used to be yours truly. Not any longer. Very upsetting. Terribly upsetting. What?
No, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, believe me, I understand.
Wait a second. Wait. I got a thing to pick with you. Okay, look. So, okay.
Hi-oh. What's this? My name shows you gave it to Flood and NNR. Why? Das Reich bit. Dude, I don't know what you mean, Das Reich bitches. Oh, Jesus. Colin has a grind set. Hope your vagina recovers, Davis. All right, listen, I suppose I deserve that. Well, Das Reich bitches, well, let me show you something here. The only time I ever, here's how I show a Cash App. I tend not to show the name. Let me go show you guys something. And by the way, Cash App doesn't show the name unless you put it in there. So I get an icon and a first name. That's what I get. So, but again, if I messed up somehow, let me know. I apologize. And I don't know what this means by sharing it with Flood or something. All right, here. I'm going to go look this up. Let me just look this up. Cash App. Believe me, I need all the help I can get. I'm not running around showing people's names and stuff on purpose. All right. Okay, again, no last names. I'm looking through my wheel thing here. I can't find any that show the last name. So, hold on. Nope, that's it. There's only a handful of them. All right, let me look at something. The only Flood crossover I can think of was actually... All right, hold on. I did get an email, but not from Das Reich bitches. All right, hold on. I have a news piece to show you guys. This will be good. It's something I was saving for Scorpio, but I think you should see it. Florida is banning weather modification, and it's gone to the Senate, which is pretty promising. So if it passes Congress and Senate, then you're going to have an anti- or a stop weather modification bill, which is an admission and an actual positive action by your government. That'd be pretty impressive. Yeah, I feel like saying I believe when I see it, but it's really, really close. So here goes.
These lines in the sky, some believe these are concerning chemtrails, and others just call it a conspiracy theory.
Either way, Florida lawmakers took a big step toward what they call banning weather manipulation today. Capitol reporter Forrest Saunders looks into the plan and also what's next.
It was last year between Hurricanes Helene and Milton, GOP firebrand and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene had this viral post. She claimed the federal government was controlling the weather, stoking conspiracy theories that the White House was trying to influence the 24 election. The idea was quickly denounced by politicians on the right and left, but about a month later, State Senator Ileana Garcia filed SB 56, banning weather modification in Florida.
28 yeas, 9 nays, Mr. President.
So the bill passes.
And Thursday, it passed the full Senate.
This is
wow. So you check that out. I mean, this is like, wow. You don't always get good news. Like, this is a legitimately good news.
It's about protecting Florida's environment and public health. With no federal guidelines in place, Florida must take responsibility for its own airspace.
Okay, great. So, wow, look at that. Jesus. There's some aluminum, barium. What's the other one? Oh, your strontium. I don't even know what that is. It just doesn't sound good. Strontium.
If signed into law, the bill bans the release of chemicals, substances, or use of a device to affect temperature, weather, climate, or intensity of sunlight. Anyone who does so faces a third-degree felony. The Department of Environmental Protection, tasked with enforcement, even getting a hotline where the public can report suspicions.
What I don't want is for a loophole to continue to grow and that we have...
A loophole to grow? Okay, I guess.
Something as powerful as weather and weather modification to be weaponized.
Things like cloud seeding are real in places where extra water is needed or help.
Oh, well, see, another admission. That's very interesting. Right. I don't know what the poison pill is in the legislation. There's likely to be some little trick there. Oh, look, Matt Gaetz. Interesting. Interesting.
A device to affect temperature, weather, climate, or intensity of sunlight. Anyone who does so faces a third-degree felony. The Department of Environmental Protection, tasked with enforcement, even getting a hotline where the public can report suspicions.
What I don't want is for a loophole to continue to grow and that we have something as powerful as weather and weather modification to be weaponized.
Things like cloud seeding are real. In places where extra water is needed or helpful, scientists use silver iodide to push rain clouds into raining. CNN recently highlighted the benefits.
The hydroelectric power company says that last year's cloud seeding program has provided a 300% return.
How many homes can that power? Like, what are you getting out of that?
On average, that's in excess of 60,000 homes.
Supporters of the ban say there just isn't enough science out there yet and would rather wait before allowing this kind of stuff to continue.
And listen, whether you believe this is a big deal or not a big deal, the best thing about this bill is after it's implemented, you will know.
The governor is a fan, too, but has an issue with a more moderate version over in the Florida House.
And they would actually codify the practice of geoengineering and weather modification. People got a lot of kooky ideas that they can get in and put things in the atmosphere to block the sun and save us from climate change. We're not playing that game in Florida.
Opponents, meanwhile,
I'm afraid that we're legislating on some of these tinfoil theories, as you described.
State Senator Tina Pulsky said lawmakers are just moving too fast.
I'm not, denying that there might be something going on. It's just we have to have the right methodology to take care of it. And that's what we do in state government.
Let's be really cautious when it comes to poisoning everyone. Sure. The right methodology. Right. Okay. Well, listen, I can't say this is entirely bad news. It sounds like some good news. It also seems like P.S. No, I'm going to make a memo to myself. Memo to myself. Do the dumb stuff I got to do and look up the bill to ban weather manipulation in Florida. Okay. Yeah. Something tells me if I read this legislation, it's not going to be a single issue legislative piece, although they're supposed to be, but they tend rarely to be. Riders, as you know the tricks, you know all the tricks. Funding measures. What else? Oh, yeah. All right. Well, she's a real looker, isn't she?
It's not right for us to just slap on fines or, penalties for.
Oh, that's what she's worried. Wait a second. Oh, I was worried. I was worried about the chemicals, but she's more worried about slapping fines on people spraying shit in your air.
Slap on fines or.
Okay, well, it figures. It is Florida, after all. You can only expect so much in the way of results, you understand. right? I think you understand that. All right, let's remove this. All right, while that was playing, I did some quick research. Yeah, let's remove that from studio. Let's share screen. Here's an example of what I see from Cash App. So I don't know what these little logo thingies are, but this is and it says received. And then above this here, it did have the amount, but anyway, yeah, there's that. Hold on. Someone emailed me something, which I think you may find useful. Here we go. Let's do it. Maybe they're spraying adamantium and going to give everybody metal Wolverine skeletons. Well, that'd be fucking cool. Yeah, we could finally defend ourselves from the Haitians. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, I don't think they're going to be doing adamantium, as you know. Again, aluminum, not good. Barium, definitely not good. And strontium, I don't even know what that is again. Let me look this up. Strontium. It's one you hear a lot. I remember, in college, everyone has to take those environmental courses. I remember strontium being something they mentioned in cow's milk. That was not good. Let's see. Maybe it'll be here. Oh, it's like calcium and barium. All right, well, that's not good. Oh, great. It's the stuff in cathode ray tubes. Well, we don't make many of those nowadays. Oh, maybe we should do this, though. Strontium in milk. That would give us a good idea if it's healthy or not. Oh, look at this. Ah, that's why, because like strontium and a certain number. So strontium 88, not good. Strontium 90 is okay. Even though several biologically active radioisotopes are produced in uranium, one of them, SR90. Oh, boy. All right, well, listen. It's not good news. But there's strontium in your milk and in the air now. What can you do? Hey, what can you do? All right. Wow, that's wild. Oh, we lost audio. Well, I'm not playing another video. Oh, yes. Hold on. We said I was going to find you that other thing. But first, look at this. Fake rabbi. This was making the rounds a little bit ago. I think I remember the story with this guy where his kid called into like a wacky morning zoo type thing and was explaining to them. Yeah, my big fat dad, my rabbi dad is raping me. Oh, a Hasidic Jew from New York. By the way, he didn't falsely portray himself as this. He walked around receiving all the benefits of a Hasidic Jew. So interesting that now that Hayim Nassim Cohen, now that he has, look at this, pop-ups, received the ire of the public for molesting his adopted sons. Oh, now he's the fake rabbi. They weren't distancing themselves from him before he got caught. It's only, now that he's a liability, he's the fake rabbi. Yeah, no one's buying a Jews. Look at this fucking disgusting animal. Oh, he does this routine too. Like, oh, I'm in a wheelchair. Feel bad for me. He does this whole bit. Look at him. See what I mean? He's got the gas. He's gassing himself. Yeah. Meanwhile, why would someone give if he does have a disability, if this dude cannot get up and walk around, if this dude is on an oxygen tank, why are they giving them kids? Are these people not familiar with what kids require? Kids require you to be, you've got to get up a lot. You have to run around after kids. You have to be very busy making dinner. Oh, boy, here's the other fags. Yes, yes, yes. Fag molestation. Oh, look at this, 135 years. This guy got less than James Fields. Now, wait a second. Wait a second. Look at this. He's got this is a nigga nose. Look at this guy. Unbelievable. What a filthy animal. Fake convert. Well, not really, if he's studying the Torah and the Talmud and raising all his kids as little Jews. Oh, and receiving all the benefits and deference in society by being a Hasidic Jew. Yeah. Why don't you go sell that shit somewhere else? What's this? A very slow-loading eyewitness news site. I think they're running on the FTJ engine. Ha 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 ha. All right. What is this shit? Look at this taking for fucking ever. Come on. Wait, 40 years? I thought he was 135. What happened? He really is going to be out before James Fields. Let's go to the hot librarian who now does newscasting. Word choice. Could you please not use comes in this? I'm kidding. Look, and now we got the Ozempic on this guy. This guy, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't this dude a fat ass like 5 seconds ago? Hold on, let me look at this. Yeah, look at him. What happened here? What happened here? Oh, God, hold on. No sound. Thank you, Creme de la Creme. Just cock-sucking fucking StreamYard. Hold on a second. Oh, my gosh. Nope. It's look at this. It still thinks it's sharing. All right. Hold on. Nassim Cohen. Just now, this is when it would crap out. When I really want to get updates on Nassim Cohen. All right. Here we go. Trying again. Look at this dude, though. Hopefully, he's got the AIDS. He's got the HIV. He's going to die. Look at this guy. All right, yes, once he was Captain Fatass. There he is there. And now he's the Ozempic molester. All right, well, let's go see what they have to say about this. By the way, I retract my statement about the hot librarian. She's just weird looking. You know, it's at first.
Only on 13, six of the children who were sexually abused by their adoptive father came face to face with him today in court.
Chaim Cohen accepted a plea agreement last week that will keep him behind bars for the next 40 years without the opportunity of getting out sooner. Reporter Micah Hatfield joins us live with those emotional statements. Just a horrible story.
Horrible doesn't even come close to what this was. You could hear people crying in the courtroom today as these six boys shared their thoughts with Chaim Cohen. It was victim impact statements. Usually that comes just before sentencing, but Chaim Cohen, who looks dramatically different than
it's Chaim Cohen.
He did when he was arrested in 2023, was actually sentenced last Monday. It was devastating to hear what the six adopted boys endured for years. And from what we heard today, the torment went much further than just sexual abuse. The boys say they were fed only one meal a day. They were not allowed to go to school. They were verbally abused and put on medications they say they didn't need. Many of them say their adoptive father lied to them about their biological parents. One of the boys told Cohen today in court that he has attempted suicide 19 times since he was removed from Cohen's home in Southwest Houston. They detailed the abuse, and Cohen sat seemingly emotionless, at points subtly shaking his head, but he never said a word. law enforcement got involved in this case in 2023 when one of the boys called into a podcast and told the host that he and his brothers were being sexually abused. Charges came quickly after the boys were removed from the home. The judge allowed us into the courtroom with our camera today, but we are not showing the victims or identifying them because of the nature of this case.
I hope you feel less scared in jail.
Oh boy, this dude's got a black lawyer. Does that lawyer look chained up too? That's appropriate.
As we did living with you. Everyone will treat you like garbage like you did to me. I hope you suffer like I did. I will sleep good tonight knowing you will never get out of jail. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
Yeah, that about's it. Actually, that's a good comment for the... Tell that to all the Jews.
You look like a psychopath, and that scares me.
You look like a what? I'm not getting this. Oh, well. Oh, piano wire is the only thing the court should give him. Yes, Anna 1913, that's good. Nice, thin piano wire. Right around the neck. And then you turn his wheelchair on... And you tie his hands to the wheelchair armrests. Then the wheelchair goes forward, and the piano wire just tightens against his neck. Oh, look, it just slit through his vocal cord. Oh, it's, oh my gosh, it's going back to the top of the spine at the base of his neck. Oh, now, oh God, his head's off. That would be cool.
Now I can relax while you suffer.
And that young boy said he is just in the fourth grade, a very, very emotional day in court today. The boys told Cohen that they are doing much better with
She really looks broke up, doesn't she?
Okay. Without him. Some mentioned their new families and that they're in school now. Mm. Cohen, again, did not say a word during the hearing, although he was not given the opportunity to. We did ask his attorney, Charles Johnson, afterward.
Oh, I would have. I'd have been like, Rabbi Cohen, is there anything you'd like to add? And as soon as he begins, you're like, shut the fuck up! That'd be good. And then you let it all die down again, and you say, I'm sorry, sir, go ahead and continue. And he begins again, you say, shut the fuck up, Kike! Yeah! And let those little kids come over and beat him in his wheelchair about the face, neck, breast, chest, and head. Nice.
If his client had passed on any message to share, and he said no, that his client was really dealing with this sentence, and he does think that he is.
Oh, the client was dealing with the sentence.
He's finally come to terms with the fact that he'll spend the next.
How about this sentence? Fuck you, Jew! Exclamation mark. Yeah. Into the volcano, Kike. Yeah. What is this old bag doing? Oh, she's known the past three. Well, lucky you. Well, la-dee-da, yes, the Pope has come and gone. So now we have to wait for the black smoke and the whole, you know, we're going to do the whole bit. We're doing the whole Pope bit. All right, let me show you something else, because this is what I was emailed. It's the only thing I could imagine was being referred to earlier in the chat. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to take this seriously, but my man, this is what I was told. The same dude that emailed me the drops of, what's his name? Oh, yeah, Brown Tuber. He sent me some drops of Brown Tuber, like stealing my Scarlett Johansson bit and things like that. He also sent this and said he was talking about you dropping proof of payment into other people's chats. And I can actually explain this. So, when you do something called show prep and you need a link to a JPEG and you want it to be shown quick and then you want to be able to just disappear it, you need to drop it into an FTJ chat somewhere. Now, my FTJ chat doesn't open up until I start the show. That wouldn't be show prep. That would be like during the show. Oh, strontium is a radioactive isotope. That's not good. Anyway, on FTJ, there's something called replays, which are not live shows. They're just replays. And I thought I was only going into Josh Who's replays because they have very low views. And I don't think anyone would really care if they saw $ Lonnie the Dago, $50 for WFP. But yeah, that could be what you talked about, but I did not give your name to, I don't know what that means, to Flood and whoever and all I'm saying. Yeah. Anyway, I'm pretty good about the OPSEC. I don't, I try not to blow up the people who support me. So, you know, no worries if you don't know and you don't want anything shown at all. I'll just say it instead of show it, but I tend to try to clip out any extraneous info just in case. Yeah. See, and I just show what I have to remind me. Oh yes. Recognize brr, brr, or, oh yeah. Recognize Lonnie the Dago. Yeah. But anyway, yes, if you don't want any recognition, visual recognition at all, by all means, just tell me and I won't show anything on screen for you. Sound good? Okay. Let's see. Geoengineering can continue as long as the planes don't boycott Israel. See, Khan Azagrind said, you've got it figured out. You've got it figured out. Baal. Okay, I get it. Gasturbation machine. You know that pink shit that grows in your shower? Yeah, it comes up super easy with, did you ever see one of those Mr. Clean sponges? Man, that thing, I just drop one of them down there. You can use your foot to like scrub a dub dub the next shower you take, and it just cleans up that pink stuff. It doesn't come back for like 2 weeks. Yeah. So that's wild. Operation Sea Spray. Wait a second. Are you suggesting the pink slime has come, oh my God, from the U.S. Navy's secret biological experiment? Bacillus globigi. Wait a second. What? The pink slime came compliments of unethical human experimentation. Well, that's not good. This kind of cancels out the good news about the spring. So, huh. I wonder how much pink slime mold we have in our lungs or something. You think we have that there? I can't be sure. Yeah, it's... all right, it's a tough news day. I mean, it's good news that... Oh, look at this. Not Jewish enough for Dave. That's, you know, the ball breaking has commenced. I see. Okay. Yeah, well, at first glance, I looked at her. I'm like, oh, she has a Sarah Palin vibe. Sarah Palin had her pink vibe. But that was an illusion. When I got a good look at her, I thought, Dennis docks my EBT number. Kick Chef. Hey, Kick Chef, did you go make an account? Did you? And did you subscribe to yours truly? Here, let's do that. Present. Image file. Look at this. I am indignant. Look at this. Zach is above, on top of Lerman. This can't be. This can't be. Go fix that. Please go fix it. yes. Oh, totally harmless. Okay, listen. Hey, the pink mold might be totally harmless. See, though, that is good news. A Schwarze Pope. Jews would be ecstatic. Let's hope not. I think the last thing we need is a black pope. Like a nigger pope. We don't need a nigger pope. Yeah, Pope of New York. We could. Mm-hmm. All right, where were we? Emira. Ah, yes, here's what I was referring to. All right, here. I did the zip file download. All right, here's what the Right Perspective radio fan who monitors the drunk retards over there. Me, bee, 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 bee. Some of these are fun. All right, here's what I'm getting.
Chat, are you seeing this? Chat, press 1 if you're seeing this, or 2 if you're not seeing this, because I feel like I'm being gaslit. Chat, am I lying? or am I telling the truth?
This dude sounds ratchet as fuck. What happened to a brown tuber? Ratchety ass.
Press one, you know, if you know what I mean? Like, you're like, holy shit. You know, you really appreciate it. Press one if you know what I'm talking about. Or two if you can't feel that.
Wow, real mouth breather. Hmm. Ah.
See, chat, what you're seeing here is, listen, there's a lot of weak bitches around here whose feelings I hurt. Because their guys took shots at me, and I shot back, and I killed them. And they're mad at me. Why are you mad at me?
All right, send this to the police. He's admitting to killing people. Yeah. All right. Now, after they, yeah, this is why the dude sent this one. He says, they mocked you for informing your listener. Well, he misspelled listeners. That's fine. Informing your listeners that donos keep you alive. Okay, let's see why this is important.
People need money to live. If you're going to do this as a career or like as a job, whatever the fuck, to be able to sustain yourself, you can't sit here and do it for fucking free. You need fucking money.
Oh, I get it. So it's funny. Right, right, right. Lerman's a loser when he's like, hey, I'm doing this full time. You got to have donations. But when AIS does it, it's a ha ha. Everyone's, it's fucking great. AIS, right on. Hey, people need money to live. You can do this full time. You need money.
People need money to live.
Yeah.
If you're going to do this as a career or like as a job, whatever the fuck, to be able to sustain yourself, you can't sit here and do it for fucking free.
That's right.
You need fucking money.
Yeah, and you guys don't. Here's another one.
Southern Ghost with the five. Let's go. Oh banana.
God bless that super chatter.
God bless that super chatter.
Right. Okay. Well, that's some of what I'm getting. I got to say, not a lot of excitement over there. Not a lot of excitement. Tuber. Oh, here it is. I wanted to show you this. Tuber steals my ScarJo bit. Huh. He also thinks Lana hit the wall, which is a weird bit to do. That's pretty strange. Let me make sure I don't have a better version of this. All right, so AIS needs money to live, but when I do it, it's retarded or something. Yeah. Huh?
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm retarded.
Yeah.
I'm telling the truth.
Well, that's never happened. Never happened.
Very few. Me personally, I take a lot of pride in everything I do. You know, so like whatever I'm working at, I keep it like all perfect. But 99% of people, like you said, they don't care.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
It's just the bare minimum to get by. There's no pride in their work.
Yeah. Right. A lot of pride Tuber takes.
Number one, I'll give you some criticisms. You're very pervy on your intros. It's kind
of- oh, I see. That was from the other guy in Callahan. Yep. Perv, yeah, Davis Pervman. Oh, he married his high school sweetheart. He's got three kids. He married the girl he went to prom with. Ooh, the pervy guy. Okay, yeah, right. Whatever you say. Mm-hmm.
You can't scream fucking nigger power and be pro white.
You can't scream it. Everyone knows that. All right, here he is stealing my ScarJo bit. I found it.
You know, listen, no, you think it's funny? I saw it happen to the Young Turks girl.
The Young Turks girl?
Yep, I saw it happen to her.
What are you talking about now?
Listen, she was hot.
See what he's doing here? See what he's doing? He's doing the bit like I do, like, hey, listen, ScarJo, she's hot. And then he's gonna deny Anna Kasparian's Jewish the same way my bit was. Oh, no, I don't think ScarJo. Well, she's like 164th Jewish. Remember that routine I do? Okay. Armenian.
Oh, Anna Kasparian. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Well, she was always Jewish, though. I mean, who gives a fuck?
She's not Jewish.
She is. She's a Jew broad.
She's not a Jew
broad. Yes.
It's literally, I've had this exact conversation with Giuseppe, except it was me saying ScarJo. She's not Jewish. Come on. You know, this.
She is. You're blind to this.
Oh, we've been over this. We tested her. She's cool.
Yeah, see, I did the bit where... No, we've been over this. She was tested. She had like 164th Jewish. What does that even mean? Exactly. Get your own eyes on your own homework over there, Tuber. What a fucking douche. Southern Ghost with five, let's go.
Southern Ghost with the five, let's go.
I don't know. Guys, if I ever get a cowbell in the fucking studio, please kill me. Will someone please kill me if I put a fucking cowbell in the studio? Yeah. Clonga, clonga, clonga. Let's go. Oh, my God. God, they're so douchey. All right, anyway. She isn't Jewish, though. Wait, Anna Kasparian is Jewish. Oh, no, you mean ScarJo, though. No, ScarJo's Jewish as well. I've always known that, actually. That's the bit. That's the bit. Yep. Anna Kasparian isn't Jewish. Oh, well, that would be news to me. I thought she was Jewish. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is, like, well-known. Armenian. Wait, is this a thing where you can't be Armenian and Jewish? I don't know what that means. Is it Anna or A-N-A? Is it two N's or one N for Anna? Don't say two N's, one in the front, one in the back. Come on. Mm-hmm. Yes, Robert E. Pyle, thank you very much. He's clarifying it for us. Lerman and Emily Yukas are perverts, according to Trogs, but Brown Tuber can talk about buttholes feeling like little girls, and that's okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've never said anything like that in my life, and yet I'm the big perv. I'm the perv. Whatever. All right. Mm-hmm. Stop Jew-jacketing Anna Kasparian, for God's sake. Nah. All right, I'm not finding it now. She may not be Jewish. Huh. Is Anna Kasparian a self-hating Jew? Huh. Well, see, some places are saying she's Jewish and others are saying she's not. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. Daughter of Armenian parents does not mean not Jewish. Whatever. Who really cares? It's all a bit. The point is the guy doesn't do an original bit. He doesn't do a bit. All right. All right, let's close this down. Too much bad news. Radioactive strontium. Yep, not good. All right. Oh, Leah, I can take this down now, can I? Did everyone go and please subscribe? I'm going to double check your work. We cannot trust, but we can verify. Let's go check everyone's work. Did you subscribe to yours truly? Let's go see this. All right. Where is it? Ooh, I can share this screen, actually. You can live the excitement with me. All right, let's remove this. Share screen. The moment of truth. F to the T to the J. Aha! See, look, you can go to Flood. If you're bored by Lerman, you can go over to Flood right now. He's called the morning show, but he's on right now. Upcoming. See these replays? Look, I'll go here with you. This is exactly, for those wondering, what was Tuber showing or AIS showing. Look at this. This is the Josh Who replay. Okay, so over here, you notice there's no one in his chat, right? No one in his chat. So this is a great place to go, and I can drop in all the photos I want and make links. Then the photos are instantly available under screen share in StreamYard. It's a lot faster than close a window, open a window, find the JPEG, share the JPEG on screen. But here, I'll show you an example. I can go into my pictures, for example, right here. I'll show you baby FTJ. I'll try to show you one I haven't shown you in a while. Let's go here. Pics, right. Even better. I'll show you this one because I also have people. You think you're harassed. I have people sending me Scarlett Johansson's Jewish emails still to this day. Yes, I know. I'm aware. See this? Look at that. See? Now look how badass this is. Once the photo is in FTJ's, any of the FTJ shows, including replays, it's on the server somewhere, which means it creates a link as soon as you click on it. Watch this. Bam. Now this is its own link. You dig on that? Wow, she's lovely. Anyway, with this now, I can share. Look at this. I can share this tab. Watch how quickly I can switch over to share this tab. See that? That's why I created links. Okay. So hopefully that explains. And see, this is a link too. Look how quickly I was able to go to. And this one, look how you see, I'm able to go really, really quickly. Now let me show you how long it takes. I'll stop screen. Let's stop screen. And here. Now, to present a JPEG, you're going to hear me do some clicks. I have to go to present under StreamYard. Image file, StreamYard. Desktop, folder. Then you have to go in the right folder, find the image. Image. And how about this one? There you go. See that? It's like seven clicks to get an image up. Or I could have a link. It's in my browser. And watch. I can go there this quick. Remove, present, share screen, wabam. And I can share that. I could share this. I could share this. See what I mean? It's brilliant. That's why. So the clip I was sent from Retard Tuber was some conspiracy theory like, look at Davis then. Davis is showing flood that he's getting donuts, bro. He's showing that he's getting the flood to get the donuts and the flooding the donuts. No, you fucking retarded spick. It's called show prep. I go into a replay where, I remind you again, let's go into Josh Who's replay. Let's go into Josh Who's replay. Not that. Remove. Share screen. Josh Who TV. Bam, look at this. I'm the only one in the chat. No one else is watching this replay. This is a perfectly appropriate place to be dropping fucking links you need for a show. Because ain't no one ever going to see them but the people on my show. And it's not like they're secret anyway, because they're going to see them on my show. See what I mean? So it's not secret. And I'm not showing, I've never meant to show anything that would have, doxed somebody or something. So let me know. I need more details if you have a, like a serious complaint about what I've done. I'll do what I can to correct it. So. That's what I'll do. Oh, speaking of, look, it's already 9:09. Can't have this. Come on. All right. Speaking of links, look at this. Here's an example. Look how quick. We'll start in 3, 2, 1. Look at that. See how quickly with a link I can get an image up. That's why this nigga does show prep. Which reminds me, she's up there because she wants to say,
fuck you, pay me.
Right.
Davis Lerman. Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fucking pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me. Davis Lerman. Right on. All right. My clock is 2 minutes slow. Really, I have 9:10. What time do you guys have? Well, it's a good thing if my clock is like, if it's actually 9:12 and I'm saying 9:10, that's probably a good thing because sometimes I hop on air like exactly at 8 o'clock and it's probably better to be on at 7:58, frankly. So I'll just keep doing, I'll leave my clock wrong. How's that sound? Do Jews like ScarJo like motorboating? Well, you know, I can only hope. Let's put it that way. But, you know, even that, she's not always going to be great. Let's face it. She might have a black soul, for all I know. I don't mean like a Negro. I mean like she might have a really dark, a dark soul. You know, she's got pretty outsides. And at that, she's not the prettiest. There's a lot of people prettier than ScarJo, so who are we kidding? It is juicy. I'm not going to lie about that, but it doesn't mean My point is, it's a bit. It's a bit. Okay? She's not that great. It's pretty great, but she's not that great. You follow what I'm saying? Okay.
What is your problem, you insensitive asshole?
If I had a dime for every time I heard that, I'd have a bunch of dimes.
When is the last time you touched someone?
Okay. Paul is really munching away on that McRib. He's doing anal lingus on the McRib.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Talk about a mental image in my That was really good, man. That's the Sorry, first.
That was a bit much, yeah.
That's a way to go, James.
Yeah,
there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rhinoplasty. Yeah, that should probably, I think rhinoplasty should be illegal. Right? Mm-hmm. I think it should be illegal. Too much in the way of the nose changing is, I don't think that's good for, it's not good for anybody, frankly. All right. I told you. Wait, does she have six fingers? The hand does look weird, though, doesn't it? But it's the best image I have of that, so we'll remove that. And let me close out some of the don't know business. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. And let me close out right to Josh, who... Oh, yeah, I said we were going to share this. Add to stage? Yes, there we go. I said we'd share this. Am I on top? Here we go. See, it always went this way. Look, G-Man, Flood, look, NNRs, and I see what I mean. And then, God damn it, 181, 184. Why aren't I above the... I'm going to have to put a ticket in. I'm going to put a ticket in, for God's sake. You son of a... All right, I'll make the ticket later. Look what you can do for a ticket. By the way, you could make the ticket as well. Wait, where is it? Used to be a ticket thing up here. Now I have to find this. Ah, yes. Support. See? Well, bam. You go to support, you can create a ticket. That's what I'm going to do later. And say, hey, why isn't my name above Zach's now? That's right. I will be petty. There will be blood. And I'll put, this is an outrage with an exclamation mark and see if he responds. He's probably not going to, which is fine, frankly. All right, FTJ. The Pope is gone. Who's going to baptize the aliens when they come? Yeah, who's going to wash the nigger toes? Who's going to sanctify and baptize every Holocaust remembrance site? The newly built crematoria? With their brilliantly shiny kiln bricks. Never been used, but it's a site of 6 gazillion crematorium murders. Not really murders, right? That's weird, too. Yeah. How can it be crematorium murders when, right, they didn't walk into the crematoria? That's sort of silly. We've been through this before. Maybe. Okay, how did this happen? I have $8.33 from somebody, but it's not. Oh, here it is. It finally did update. My God. Davis, just because you dated your student doesn't make you high school sweethearts. Okay, Colin has a grant. Now that's wrong. Now that's just wrong. No. Now she was 1 year younger than me, but I don't think that was a problem. That's not a problem. Yeah. But thank you, Colin, as a grind set with $3.33. That's pretty awesome. That was, I'll tell you what, though, that's a nasty bit of propaganda that the Trogs could pick up and run with. You know what I mean? They could pick up and run with that shit. with my luck. Where were we? Oh, yeah. I meant to play you some kind of drop. I guess I need to make a Colonizer Grindset drop. I got to add him up. Did you reach 88 yet? G-A-S. And Cash for Kikes with 5 with an O-Fickin' slash. As a dono. Thanks, buddy. I very much appreciate that.
You could be mad about it if you won, but that's how this shit works, little nigga.
Yep, you too can dono. All the places you know how.
What?
Starts with N, ends with R, and is a word you never want to call a black person.
Nigga!
Right. By the way, you should know. You probably do know, but you should know. Here's one way. Cointree, if you're not that daring, you can go to Buy Me a Coffee. It doesn't take any daring at all to go to Buy Me a Coffee. Look at this. QR code. Donate to Davis. You could also use code RPR. RPR. At Banned by Amazon. It's like MTP, only it takes all kinds of payments. Yes, even your regular credit card, debit card type payments. So now you know. I'll leave this up for a little bit. You might need encouragement. Give Davis pasta money. Why, you son of a... I see you over there, Kick Chef. Oh, I'm watching you. All right, let's start the news blitz, shall we? A lot of news to get to.
Well, he's back. Former U.S. President Joe Biden has delivered his first public address since leaving the Oval Office.
All right, you know this is going to be good.
The 82-year-old was speaking at a conference in Chicago, and seeing as he's been out of the spotlight for some time now, you might expect that he would be appearing less tired and more energized after his break, possibly with a powerful message to share.
Pulling in.
Well, you'd be wrong.
Pulling into the parking lot, and I'd never seen hardly any black people in Scranton at the time when I was only going in fourth grade.
Oh my God!
And I remember seeing the kids going by at the time called colored kids on a bus going by.
Clothed kids. You know, the clothed kids. Some call them colored, but he calls them clothed kids.
I never turned right to go to Claymont High School. I wonder why. Right. Asked my mom. What?
Yeah, that's what everyone cares about, is your specifics about where the fuck you went to high school, how many niggers there were. It's a great joke.
Why?
No, he is still a rambling mess and not exactly roaring back with energy. In fact,
yeah. Come on. That's funny. It's funny. Not that, you know, I mean, we can't take Australian news any more seriously than our news, but it is just funny. Strong by 55. So wait a second. He said my clock is slow. Okay, I'm going to do this. Someone in the chat, my clock says 9:19. Will you tell me? Here's what you write in the chat. Put 9:19 does not equal, and you put the time you have on your clock that you swear is the right time. Because one person said I'm fast, another person said I'm slow. So I don't know what to tell you. Does this mean I haven't been going on in time in months? I don't know. Yes, I have won. Thank you, Serbian Bull. Dennis has won, but I'm not above Zach right now. That's going to require some repair. Veritas, the Jews' greatest invention was the Holocaust. Or Holohoax. They made billions from something that never existed. That's some real black magic right there. Frank Jones. Nice. All right, Sermon Bill's getting frustrated. I tried to tell you that, Dennis. I'm reading your chats now. I'm just catching up. You know me. Catching up, but never there.
The same mumbling waffle that we all had to put up with for years.
Right. I think we had enough of her. Here.
This morning, Pfizer is reversing course on developing a weight loss pill after a patient in its trial suffered what's believed to be drug-induced liver injury.
Whoa.
Pfizer was hoping to bring the first weight loss pill to the market, as weight loss injections have skyrocketed in
popularity. Okay, so it's going to be like they were trying to make a Well, Pfizer anyway was trying to make a weight loss pill version of Ozempic. Okay, here, have some lizard venom. This will paralyze your guts, and then then you'll be thin. I guess that's the gimmick.
Popularity. The company's once daily GLP-1 pill is now officially scrapped, but Pfizer is not out of the race just yet.
Ah, right. So right, Pfizer's like, listen, we could really kill some more people. So we're not going to quit, even though we're behind. We will release the pill. And for God's sake, we're going to kill more people.
Eli Lilly announcing.
Eli Lilly as well. They're getting in the game. Eli Lilly weight loss pill.
Potential encouraging news for millions of Americans with obesity and type 2 diabetes. Promising new data suggests the company's new daily pill could revolutionize weight loss as we know it. The drug maker says results from a late stage trial shows their daily pill maybe another option similar to Ozempic and other popular injectable drugs,
right,
but without refrigeration or injections.
Right, just a pill. So, and their pill works better because the person taking the Eli Lilly weight loss pill, the lizard venom pill, they only needed two lizard kidneys. Is that what they know? Livers. They put lizard livers in you, and that's how it makes it work better. They're probably not going to mention that part, but if you really want to lose weight, you put the lizard liver in and you take the Eli Lilly pill. See? It's like an A-B combination. Now, you might also die, under the knife, and that's a big upside. You die under the knife, you're definitely going to lose some fucking weight, and fast. Real fast.
What exactly did this trial study show, and are there any side effects patients should be concerned about when it comes to this new pill?
So what this trial showed was that this medicine was great at lowering blood sugar as well as reducing body weight. It was a 16-pound weight loss at 40 weeks, which is tracking to look like...
Wait a second. 16 pounds after 40 weeks? Now, hold on. This can't be right. Why would anyone do a pill for that? Hold on a second. So 16 divided by 40. That's less than half a pound a week. Oh, come on. Just walk around the block. Get a dog.
The weight loss we see in Ozempic, Wegovy, a little bit under Mounjaro. And the fact that this doesn't require refrigeration, it's not an injection, and can be taken by mouth is great for people that might have an aversion to pills.
Oh, right. Okay. I think you mean an aversion to needles, right? So then you can... Wow. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what we're going to do. We're going to have people... By the way, remember the story of the bird bones? That girl who really didn't need to lose weight, but her Jewish record producer, who gave her a $70,000 advance, told her, "We're going to make you go big, darling. All you got to do is lose some weight." She didn't need to lose weight. So she gets the boob job, like the Jewish producer says, and she loses a ton, like a fucking ton of weight, which she did not need to lose. She looked perfect. And now she's like skin and bones with giant fake tits, and she now has bird bones. She has some kind of late stage or early onset of osteoporosis. And she's got she basically has bones made out of graham crackers because of this Ozempic stuff from her Jewish producer. So, yeah, that's what we can all look forward to is really skinny people with bird bone graham cracker hips. Sounds good. Just don't try to take her home. You pin her legs back and... Uh-oh. Yeah.
Tonight,
sir, what were you thinking?
This is the suspect. Police are calling a domestic terrorist. They say Cody Ballmer scaled a fence and firebombed Governor Josh Shapiro's residence while the governor and his family were sleeping upstairs. These images show the damage from two Molotov cocktails made from beer bottles and gasoline that prosecutors say Ballmer took from his lawnmower, the piano room and part of the dining room destroyed, chairs.
Oh, poor Governor Shapiro.
And tables charred, other objects melted.
And listen, they're enumerating everything that got damaged. No one gives a shit. The suspect had a plan.
This is the part of the fence the suspect breached to make his way inside the governor's residence, where he set the fire with an incendiary device. Investigators cut away this part of the fence so they could do DNA testing. Today, the governor surveyed the damage. Police say...
When you have the DNA test, you got the guy. Oh, it's just so... Oh, anything with Jews is fucking overboard. It's overboard. You're going to DNA test the bricks that he climbed over. You got the guy. You have the guy.
Tonight, state police say the man accused of firebombing the Pennsylvania governor's mansion on the first night of Passover called them, confessed, and said he did it because of Governor Josh Shapiro's support for Israel in its war against Hamas.
Fucking based. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, again, you're calling to confess, but yeah, we got to do this DNA test. It's just because it's Jews, they want to go over fucking board for the precious kikes. Oh, are you scared on Passover? Oh, my goodness. Oh, see, I guess you didn't put enough blood on your door jams or whatever, however that goes.
A newly released search warrant application said Cody Ballmer called 911 less than an hour after the arson attack, identifying himself by name and telling the operator Governor Josh Shapiro needs to know that he will not take part in his plans for what he wants to do to the Palestinian people.
Okay. Well, you should have thrown the firebomb like directly on Governor Shapiro. That's how you get it done. Not that I'm advocating that. I'm just saying if you want, like, given a choice, if you're like A, B, C, D, given a choice of things to do with a Molotov that definitely stop the governor from participating in any further genocide, throwing it in his living room and allowing him to play the victim and speak out on the news, that's definitely not going to achieve your goal. However, I'm not advocating this, but if the Molotov did crash at his feet and quickly lit him ablaze, he would either be dead or in intensive care for like months on end, getting painful skin grafts, which we'd all feel really bad about. Yeah. And well, we'd probably have every Friday, we'd have a party, you know, hoping he does okay. Hoping here's for Governor Shapiro. Let's hope he gets well real soon. Anyway. Nuclear talks with Iran?
Tonight, a second round of talks between the U.S. and Iran. American delegates arriving in a convoy to the Omani embassy in Rome as the Trump administration seeks to curb Iran's advancing nuclear program. Today's meeting lasting 4 hours, U.S. officials saying in a statement they, quote, made very good progress, adding that the two countries...
Well, this is bad news. I don't want any good progress. Wouldn't it be good? It'd be a much better meeting... if they left, by the way, this is in Rome. So if they left the meeting, you have to wonder, did they leave the meeting and then kill the Pope? So they leave the meeting and just tell America to go fuck themselves. That would be a good end to the nuclear talks. Make your bomb, do the bomb test out in the open, just like North Korea. And then guess what you're going to get? You're going to get some of that North Korea respect. Hey, Iran, you know who's not in the news being threatened anymore? North Korea. You know what they have? Yeah, the same thing you could put on the tip of hypersonic missiles and deliver to Tel Aviv. How about you do some of that? How about you do some of that? Mm-hmm. Yes, Veritas makes a very good point, by the way. Taking less calories than required to maintain your current weight, you're going to reduce your body fat, not your weight, i.e. muscles. Yeah, don't lose muscle. That's another thing. This Wegovy type of Ozempic shit, it eats away at your muscles. Isn't that crazy? So not only will it give you like the bird bones, the graham cracker hips and stuff, it's going to eat away at your muscles, which is why they say people have something called Ozempic face, which if we look up Ozempic, it really is true. People get a weird look to their faces on Ozempic. It's super creepy. Hey, let's go here. I'm not going to do it on Google. Because they want to sell Ozempic. So let's do this. Ozempic face. I don't know a lot of these famous people, but the before and after of the faces is really shocking. Oh, God. Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is going to tell you, no such thing as Ozempic face. By all means, take Ozempic. That's what he's going to tell you. Ah, images. How about the what the fuck? See what I mean? Let's go to this. Come on. Oh, these are made up, this one. But this one's real. Okay. Well, not really great before, but it's really worse after. So something happens with the muscles. It eats the It eats the muscles and then gives you Ozempic face. I guess your face must droop a lot more. Oh, Katy Perry, right. So she finally started aging. Not that I'm picking on her. I'm just saying it was weird how for a while Katy Perry wasn't aging and everyone was like, she is definitely, you know, like eating babies or drinking the virgin blood. And now she's aging like a normal person. It's very refreshing. Very refreshing. It's kind of weird when someone stays 32 for 28 years. Know what I'm saying? That's how they get you too. Look at her. She's like, take Mounjaro. Yes, darling, whatever you say. That is a pasty mug. Okay. Oh, yeah, Elon is a Mounjaro, they say. Mounjaro Elon. Muscovite. Well, really not very good examples of Ozempic face, but they're out there. Unraveling Ozempic face. What is Ozempic face? Ooh, a person's skin and facial appearance. No, it eats the muscles. Yep, it eats the muscles, and then your face sags. Which is weird, because that must mean, wait, are you losing weight so fast that it, like, your skin starts sagging? If that's the case, why are they making that pill that you're going to lose 16 pounds over 40 weeks or something? That's a shit record. All right. They're not really going to show us, are they? Nope. Look at this. AOL. Where's AOL been? Find out the truth. No, this is not the truth about Ozempic face at all. Well, anyway, you're going to get rubber face. Oh, look. The cookies are following me. All the drums and cymbals Davis wants. What is Ozempic face? An article by Pure Wow. No thanks. Okay. Well, let's just go back to showing you this. How's that? There you go. I'll show you that. Lex V says, hey, just don't eat processed stuff. It's really not necessary. Actually, yeah, if you just stop some of the processed stuff, I think you do okay. You can have an apple. We don't buy Twinkies and stuff like that, but if you have those in your house, just reach for like an orange or something, I guess. Bananas are super filling. They're kind of great. Spoonful of peanut butter. It rocks. Mm-hmm. It is good stuff. Oh, celery and peanut butter. That's another jam of mine. Anywho. No, it's not time for her yet. I meant to share that. Okay, let's get back to the news. Too much to do. Hegseth's top aide out.
Now to the developing headline tonight at the Pentagon, where a top aide to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been placed on leave tonight, escorted from the Pentagon amid a leak investigation. Let's get right to Martha Raddatz. Martha, what have you learned tonight?
David, Pete Hegseth has been adamant that leaks will not be tolerated in the Pentagon, but this was surely a huge shock to Hegseth that one of his own top advisors, Dan Caldwell, has now been kicked out of the building after a leak investigation.
Wow. Oh, so this must be over the signal thing, right? No, it's not. No, it's not.
Tonight, the number of high-level Pentagon officials now banned from the building growing. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth refusing questions while again finding himself in a swirl of controversy with three top aides at the Pentagon suspected of leaking sensitive national security information.
All right, so it goes from one to three. How many of these leaks are there? This is really something. Which is like asking, how many Jews do you have in your employ? Right. Hegseth's aides are out. Sounds like his test results have been released. Right.
Hegseth has said from the beginning he will not tolerate leaks, but it remains unclear whether these dismissals are all rooted in this leak investigation or, according to a source, whether there may be a larger purge going on. Oh,
and I kept that because this is an example of the news telling you we don't really know anything. Good night. This has been ABC News. We don't know anything.
Authorities at the CDC.
Here we go. CDC report on autism. Here we go.
Authorities at the CDC are trying to explain what's behind new numbers tonight showing that one out of every 31 children in America was diagnosed with some measure of autism in 2022, the latest figures available.
Ah, well, don't worry about that, because now RFK has banned red dye number 40 in the Fruit Loops, so now all of the autism numbers are just going to clear right up. Nothing to worry about.
Those numbers were one in every 36 children just 2 years earlier, and one out of every 150 children in the year 2000. And the report shows that autism was much more common in boys than girls. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, who for years as a civilian helped blame autism on the use of vaccines, is underlining the new numbers tonight. His take on this has been rejected by the world medical community.
In my generation today, the rate of autism is one in 10,000. And this is just one disease.
Other health officials this evening are explaining that the larger numbers are because parents and doctors are now much more aware of the disease and are now correctly identifying more symptoms. Not a reason, they say, to buy into unproven theories that discourage Americans from using vaccines.
Right, unproven. Yeah. Okay, well, it's called prima facie evidence. It's like, what has been added to people's medical profiles? And, oh, look. As vaccines have been added to the vaccine list, the vaccine schedule, there's an increase in autism. It's really shocking. I wonder if there's a connection.
Next tonight, the number of measles cases in the U.S. continues to grow. More than 800 now, nearly triple the number in...
All right, well, we're all going to die. So there you go. There you go. Affordable care.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on Monday challenging the constitutionality of a provision in the Affordable Care Act that requires most private health insurance plans to cover preventive care at no cost to the patient.
Nah, they're not going to rule in favor of that. Nope. Anything that helps you, that's not going to be approved. Can already tell you. Oh, you're being negative. Yeah, I'm being negative. That's right. That's right. Because you get virtue signaling. You don't get actual progress in your name. You don't get things done. You get imagery of expulsions. But as it turns out, there's very little reduction in immigration. So, by the way, they changed from a goal of millions to a goal of 600,000. But right now at about 1,400 per week, which I'm not sure if I believe, but let's say it's 1,400 per week, with the goal of 600,000. If you do 1,400 a week, well, you'd have to be doing that for like more years than Trump will be president, you see. So there's that little itty bitty problem. They're not even going to reach their shitty 600,000 goal. So, all right, I'll make a prediction. So someone can, like, you know, record this and hold me to it. I'll make a prediction. Trump's immigration numbers will be worse than Biden's at the end of 4 years. That's my prediction. But all of the people who voted for him, the retards with red hats, they will be absolutely convinced. You will not be able to convince them otherwise. They will be convinced Donald Trump is the president who solved the immigration problem. Just like he built the wall. There's no completed wall, but he built the wall. Promises made, promises kept. There's more people coming in than ever. He doesn't even have the immigration numbers of Joe fucking Biden. Promises made, promises kept. You will not be able to convince them. Letitia James and mortgage fraud.
The Angle has obtained shocking allegations leveled by the Trump administration against New York Attorney General Letitia James. The Federal Housing Finance Agency has sent a criminal referral to the DOJ accusing James of mortgage fraud. And a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi, Director Bill Pulte said James appears to have falsified records in order to meet certain lending requirements and receive favorable loan terms.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Listen. It's no reason to cheer for Donald Trump, but we can always celebrate a big, dark Negress being thrown in jail. Let's hope. Let's hope.
Has NPR been formally notified by the White House about the rescission?
No, never. All right, let's play the first one.
Well, NPR is in the headlines this week. That is because the Trump administration has drafted a memo to Congress calling for lawmakers to end nearly all federal funding to public media.
Oh, the poor dears. They're worried about their own funding. Weep, 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 weep. By the way, we have good news. Let's share this tab over here. It appears the Molotov cocktail is fucking based. It's not Jewish, which means you can all feel free to hold, you know, when appropriate, not now, but when appropriate, you should be holding one proudly. You should probably have someone there with you to light it. And look at that. No mention of the inventor being Jewish. It was actually not really invented by a single dude. So it was more like a process between an innovator and then Finnish soldiers. So pretty cool. Yeah. Someone out there who's good at AI. Make a new Right Perspective Radio logo with the model top. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Okay. All right, everyone. We continue. A PBS?
You offered a prescription, David, in your column in the New York Times for this moment that we are in, and you called for a civic uprising. You said in this column, I want to read a bit of this, saying that the attacks that we've seen on institutions, quote, are not separate battles. This is a simple effort to undo the parts of the civilizational order that might restrain Trump's acquisition of power.
Oh, so this is the new game, right? So in other words, left-right paradigm. Left-right paradigm, you're to understand that this is all about Donald Trump aggregating power, accumulating power, so all the benefits redound to Donald Trump himself. See, it's not about Jews. It's about upsetting the civic world order, whatever the fuck that is.
So how would that civic uprising form?
Yeah, the core argument is that Trump...
So he wants a civic uprising. Okay.
Trump is really about amassing power. And anything that might potentially restrain his power, he will destroy. And that includes the court systems and anything part of that that livens humanity, includes the universities, the scientific community, the truth, the media. And so far, we've responded to all these things, like NATO and in separate lanes. We think the Fed is different than NATO, which is different from the universities. But my point is, this is all one thing.
So this dude's making the point. So we've been trying to tell people for years, yeah, listen, the Fed, NATO, the Atlanticist world order, it's all one thing. It's all one thing. It's fucking Jews. And now this dude, you know, sans the Jews word, but he's making the same case.
And if institutions and even sectors try to respond to this individually, they're doomed. Even Harvard with $52 billion in its endowment. You can't do it alone.
Though that was a signal moment.
That was a crucial turning point because it changed the minds of everybody in every university I've talked to since then.
They said, oh, really?
Yeah. So
post-Harvard, they've
right,
all said.
A lot of them beforehand were like, well, Columbia made a deal. Maybe that's right for us. Once Harvard came out, I talked to a couple of university presidents who said, oh, this is where we need to be. Because the Trump administration made it impossible for Harvard not to say no. And that's what we're dealing with.
Right.
Oh, and so the point Harvard. I tried to make is all these different sectors have to get together and form one big civic movement.
Ah.
And it can't be political. It's not Democrats versus Republicans. It's not left versus right.
It's not.
It's
yeah.
institutions versus the destruction of our institutions of civilization.
Oh, I was going to say Jew versus Aryan. But okay, you know, you sure, you pushed that. Right.
I want to talk about President Trump and the courts. I mean, the president has wielded his...
Nah, that's kind of boring. Let's see about this one.
And if you look down through history, there have been social movements, these kind of civic uprisings, that have succeeded. They've banded together across sectors. They have a clear, simple message that appeals to a lot of different people. They use things like lawsuits, protests, boycotts, all sorts of things.
Well, that's not what Paul was hoping for. What do you mean lawsuits and what? I thought we were talking Molotovs a second ago. This guy said uprising.
Strikes, anything they can do. But basically, if you're a head of a law firm or a university, any of these institutions, you're dealing with administrations. It's just about raw power. So the question you have to ask yourself.
Oh, good. Yeah. So this guy's actually saying something. He's saying like, yeah, you better live in reality. It's about raw power. You don't have any, but it's about raw power. So he proceeds to pretend that Jews don't exist, that it's not about Jews. It's all about Donald Trump amassing power. For who, retard? Ooh, name the Jew that gave Donald Trump multiple checks, some exceeding $100 million.
And I think it started when people were showing up outside of USAID when they were going through hell. I think
they were going through hell. It's just, I can't listen anymore. Can't listen. Wait, there's one more. Hold on.
Jonathan, what do you think about that? I mean, we had Georgetown law professor Steve Laddick on the show. He says we're not quite there yet because the Trump administration.
Yeah, we're not ready to throw Molotovs yet. Not really.
Has not yet formally blown through, overtly ignored a direct court order yet. But we also heard from the.
Well, I thought Trump. Wait, weren't we told Trump ignored the court order to return the plane full of the illegal aliens? Right? Didn't he? Yeah, he did already. So, interesting. This Capehart doesn't seem to know what he's talking about at that level.
League of Women Voters, the nonpartisan organization, who this week, I'd like to read you this quote. They said, quote, it has now been 87 days since the start of the Trump administration. Uh-huh. From the flagrant disregard for congressional authority and governmental checks and balances to defying Supreme Court orders to bring Kilmar Abrego Garcia back home.
Oh, my God. They're so worried about one dirty spick. One dirty spick. We got to stop the world. Oh, turn the plane around from Venezuela. Fuck the fuck off. Beijing orders airlines to suspend Boeing jet deliveries amid the trade war. Well, first of all, I'm surprised these jets are even getting anywhere.
Donald Trump's trade war has hit the aerospace sector worse than previously thought. China has now reportedly ordered its airlines to pause orders from U.S. plane maker Boeing, along with parts made by American companies.
There you go, because China don't need us. That's what it's like to be an actual country where you have authority and you have a supply chain that isn't completely dependent on another country. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm, pretty neat. Harvard versus Trump.
Harvard University's refusal to comply with a Trump administration deal to require it to reform its governance and diversity programs is...
Uh-oh. This isn't really about ending diversity programs. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Harvard is still using an admissions process that weighs heavily toward non-whites. And mostly Jews.
Resulting in retribution. The administration's freezing funding of $2.2 billion of multi-year grants, accusing Harvard of mishandling anti-Semitism on campus.
There's the real reason it's happening. See, and it only took them 17 seconds to get to the real reason it's happening.
Back here in the U.S., the government's antitrust trial seeking to break up Meta Platforms continues today. Now, some may think of Meta Platforms as a giant conglomerate, but according to Mark Zuckerberg, the company is fighting for its survival. Begin more with Bloomberg's Denise Pellegrino.
Oh, wow. See, wow, things are really looking up here, actually. Now, Facebook is fighting for its survival. Well, Meta fighting for its survival. I like the sound of that. Blue Origin debrief.
I don't know if that would ever get old if I were you guys to hear that I am an astronaut. And an unbelievable thing you guys can now say that you are. We are going to hear from all of you guys in a second, but there are over 10,000 employees here at Blue Origin. Yeah. There are so many people that have put their heart and soul and their brains into this operation to make it possible to do what you guys did today.
Okay. Blue Origin. Why does this keep coming up? Well, there's one guy, and you can write me at davislerman @gmail.com. You know, I suppose if you must. This one guy, he's convinced that I think like space is fake. Now, I've never said this. I don't know why he gets this idea. I've never said space is fake. I don't think space is like an ether or something. In fact, I'd rather not even argue about it, because how does arguing about space being an ether or a bunch of water or whatever you might think it is, how does that help us with the Jews? But either way, so he's keeping the story alive. Now he's saying he has on good authority that I'm sniffing the seat that Katy Perry sat in and all of this. So I don't know if it's good natured. It comes across as a little nasty, if I must be honest.
Thank you so much, Audrey. There's so many things that I just thought about as I heard you speaking, and I want to get into it with all of you guys. Lauren?
Right. Listen, I've never been near the capsule, so I couldn't possibly have sniffed Katy Perry's seat. That's not even possible. Now, if you ask me a hypothetical, like Davis, you're in the capsule, you're alone. Not that I'm telling you I would, but let's just say.
The Trump administration, quote, demonstrated willful disregard for a court's order and is likely in criminal contempt.
Right. That's right. And no one cares because the Jews have approved Donald Trump's presidency, as I've explained to you before. What does it look like when the Jews approve your presidency? You were once a controversial president. You were the guy who was going to be the bull in the china shop, Donald Trump. He's leading these outlaws, these reckless individuals. January 6th, Donald Trump. Well, here's what it looks like when Jews decide, you know what? Trump is our guy. He's our guy. We're just going to stick with Trump. This was before Trump was even elected, but was clear that Trump was going to win. Here's what the Fed said. Helping Donald Trump before he even became president.
More relief may be on the way for your wallet. The Federal Reserve is set to cut the federal funds rate, also known as interest rates, for a second time in 3 months by a quarter of a percentage point come tomorrow. Now, this is a big deal because if you remember, for a better part of this year, we have spent our interest rates being around 5.3%. Then in September, they cut it by a half of a percentage point. So we were just around here. And now with this pending cut, we will see it just over 4.8%.
Okay, and this pending cut would put it literally the day after Donald Trump is inaugurated. I'm just saying, that's what it looks like when Jews have chosen you.
Saudi Arabia and its allied oil-producing countries have agreed to extend voluntary oil production cuts until the end of December.
There you go. This is what it looks like when the Jews have chosen you. They just start to grease the skids on everything, and they make it happen because they've chosen you. Even though Donald Trump said this shocking bit of truth.
It didn't happen, like the Holocaust didn't happen.
Jesus, Trump, now you're risking everything. No wonder they shot your ear off. Amazing. With all of this Trump cutting of the fat, wow, Doge, holy shit, fucking based. Doge, my God. USAID? It must mean that the world's 15 million Jews are no longer the first piggies at the trough. They're no longer getting their Federal Reserve bucks. How on earth would they be paid if Doge is shutting down all the programs? Thank God for Donald Trump.
Magic money computers at the Treasury. Yeah,
well, wait, what?
Well, so tell us about it, because I never heard of that until you brought that up.
Okay, so you may think that the government computers like all talk to each other. They synchronize.
Sure,
They add up what funds are going somewhere. And
right. Well, don't tell me this is how Jews get paid.
It's coherent. That the numbers, for example, that you're presented as a senator,
yeah,
are actually the real numbers.
One would think.
No, yeah. They're not.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're not totally wrong, but they're probably off by 5% or 10% in some cases. I call it magic money computer, any computer which can just make money out of thin air. That's magic money.
So how does that work?
It just issues payments.
Okay, so let's get this straight. Donald Trump has stopped a whole lot of programs, but he's not stopped the magic money computers that are sending cash out to Jews 24/7 all day long.
You said there's something like 11 of these computers at Treasury that are sending out trillions in payments?
They're mostly at Treasury. Some are, but there's some at HHS, some at...
Wow. So there's not just at Treasury. There's magic money computers everywhere.
There's one or two at State. There's some at DOD.
Oh.
I think we found now 14 magic money computers.
Where 14, okay.
They just send money out of nothing.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's your answer. In case you were wondering, like, because I know you're very concerned about the Jews. You're like, hey, what are these Jews going to do? Go, like, work or something? I mean, they're enjoying three-hour martini lunches on our dime. We can't expect them to go work. What are the poor Jews going to do? Get sweat upon their brow? No worries. The magic money computers are still cranking out the cash for kikes. And you were worried. Oh, Donald.
Donald has no shame.
Right, Donald has no shame. That's right. That's right. Promises made, promises kept. Red hat back on!
Adrian, this is, of course, not the only case in which federal courts are trying to force the Trump administration to obey court orders.
Okay, but he ignored it once, which means he could just keep ignoring injunctions, right? Let's get this straight. If you ignore one injunction and the only fallout is boring analyses like this on PB fucking S, you could just keep ignoring the injunction. In fact, it makes me wonder why Donald Trump ever paid attention to any court injunction. Right? Like, he should be just rounding people up. Round them up, send them out, buy the millions every week. But that's not happening. All right.
New anti-fraud measures at the Social Security Administration are now in effect. Now, Americans applying for benefits or attempting to verify their identity by phone may be flagged for in-person verification, and no one will be able to change their bank information by calling the agency. The changes come as Social Security locations across several states...
Oh, we can thank niggers and Jews for this. So in other words, now because of niggers and Jews and Jeets and everything else, you may have to make an in-person visit, which doesn't sound like a lot of fun at the Social Security office. And you're probably going to be dodging needles, nogs, and something else with an N. The mystery of autism.
We begin here tonight with a mystery.
The mystery of autism, the developmental condition that can affect the ability to communicate and interact socially.
We're beginning with it because the CDC is reporting a sharp rise in the number of children who have it, more than 3% of 8-year-olds.
And because today, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., called the rate of autism alarming.
All right, well, it is alarming. What about the CDC report?
The ASD prevalence rate in 8-year-olds is now 1 in 31.
All right, that's not good. Hey, there's going to be an answer by September.
Dr. Gounder, can you get an answer by the fall to these kinds of complex questions?
This is a very complicated question.
All right, actually, there probably won't be an answer by September. So there's that.
When it comes to potential causes that'll actually be studied, does that include vaccines in any way, shape, or form?
Well, it's interesting. He did not mention vaccines again during today's press conference. Oh. But he also said that he does not want researchers to feel constrained in terms of what questions they can be asking. The specific things he mentioned included ultrasounds, obesity, older age of parents.
All right. Well, you get the idea. So I don't think we're going to get an answer in September, but, you know, it's like steps in the right direction, I suppose. There's nothing to complain about. Nothing to complain about, I suppose. All right. The kid is back. She wants to tell you.
Davis Lerman. Fuck you. Pay me.
Mr. Lerman.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Fuck you, pay me.
Davis Lerman.
Okay, you know what to do, right? You know what to do. Support more of what you want to see in the world. Go to Buy Me a Coffee. Well, go to FTJ, actually. That's the place. Easy to dono. It's fun to do. Probably not actually fun to do, but it's like memo to yourself. Do the dumb stuff you got to do. And some of that dumb stuff you got to do is support your boy, Davis Lerman. That's how it works. So, go head over to Buy Me a Coffee, or Cash App is golden. I'll recap this quick. So my wife fills up at the pump. Royal Farms tries to charge her $175. In fact, that's what's pending. And I call Royal Farms to no avail, but I call Cash App, and bam, they put the $175 back on the card, so they're going to work it out. And then they asked me, hey, how much gas did she get? And I got to tell them the number on the receipt. They didn't even ask for a picture of the sheet. And that's what they made the charge. They said, well, we'll just verify this, and then if that's the right amount, that's what's going to charge. And they worked it out. So that's pretty sweet. Yeah, Cash App seems to be solid on down. So help your guy out, for God's sake.
Mr. Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Davis Lerman.
Let's go donate some money, okay? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. This might be one of the worst things I've ever done, okay?
Davis Lerman.
Daisuke, 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 Daisuke. Rock and roll. Saranghaeyo.
Ew. I love you.
Daisuke. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Daisuke. Daisuke.
I don't know what that is. Let's go donate some money, okay?
I'm hungry. Kitty paws.
Thank you so much.
The right perspective. Right perspective.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, there we have it. Okay. That's that for that. We do have more news, though. Let's just do the news. Let's see what the chats are up to real quick. What? It's still that. 12 minutes ago, pick nits and get pedantic all you want. Hand-thrown fire. Okay, we're arguing about the Molotov still. All right, Hardar N-word. Hardar N-word. That's pretty clever. Looks like his... Is that a walnut? What is that? That's his icon. Interesting, interesting. Let's go over to FTJ and say hey. Serbian Bull with $3 supporting his boy. Let's make sure that's the latest edition. Okay, no, there's got to be something else. Smiles in Court with $2 as well. Checking in after bedtime. Oh, dear, dear, dear. All right, let me get the donor drops ready. May as well, let's make it official. We'll do those. S to the B.
Serbian Bull.
With $3. Thanks, buddy.
Serbian Bull.
Uh-huh. Okay. Smiles in Court.
Smiles in Court.
Smiles in Court.
Smiles in Court.
Oh, it's like I'm Smiles in Court.
Smiles.
Right. All right. We were saying news. New military base on the southern border.
And now the president is turning a 60-foot-wide, 700-mile stretch of federal land along the border from New Mexico to California into an army installation. This will allow troops to detain...
Dude, this sounds so fucking based. This is intended to get us very excited, and it's working. Except I know this orange fucking bloviating retard. It doesn't do anything he says he's going to do.
Migrants crossing into the area known as the Roosevelt Reservation.
It's an attempt to get around the prohibition on using the military for domestic law enforcement.
God, are we really worried about posse comitatus? Come on. Lincoln did it. Obama did it. I think posse comitatus has been used like more than a handful of times. Let's put it that way. So who the fuck are you kidding? A new military base, 60 feet wide, but 700 miles long. Okay, yeah. I know. Promises kept. Red hat back on. Fucking horse shit.
North of Atlanta, Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's town hall had flashes of WrestleMania. Hostility, jeering, scuffling with security.
Bloody ears. By the way, I told you that Trump was going to, he was going to lead by media spectacle. This was going to be the presidency of the media spectacle. You know, the pro wrestling president. And it appears MTG is, well, she's not just working toward that goal. She's like doing a major support effort toward that end. Pretty interesting.
And a ringmaster, Georgia's firebrand congresswoman.
This is a town hall. This is not a political rally. This is not a protest.
Three hecklers were arrested. Police tasered two of them, including this man.
Again, it's hard not to, you know, it's hard not to feel pretty excited about stuff like that. But just so you know, if you went there, they'd tase you too. If you were like, shut up, MTG, tell us about the Jews. You'd get tased too. So, you know, red hat back off, please.
In these moments, some people clearly seem scared. Alaska's
Are they scared? Oh, dear.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski made this extraordinary admission.
We are all afraid. I'm oftentimes very anxious myself about using my voice.
Oh, God, go to a therapist. She's very scared about using her voice. Murkowski's a fucking senator. The fuck are you scared of? All right.
I want to show our viewers
Margarita Gate
some pictures that the president of El Salvador, Bukele, posted showing you and Abrego Garcia sitting around what appears to be margaritas. You have blamed him for trying to deceive people with props. After he posted those images, he also posted, quote, I love chess. Do you have any concerns that the Salvadoran government used you as a pawn to make their point that Abrego Garcia is doing well and that he should stay where he is?
No, in fact, the El Salvadorian government tried really hard not to let me see him. But I think they realized that that was not a good look at the end of the day. I had press conferences in El Salvador with local press and made the point that El Salvador was violating international law by not allowing anyone to reach him, not his wife, not his lawyers, nobody. They realized that was a bad look. So I'm glad I met him. That was the purpose of my visit. They go to great lengths to deceive people. And that's what you saw, because they got these government guys essentially told the waiters to bring these drinks that appear to look like margaritas to the table. No one touched them. I can go into the details about how their whole scheme was set up.
Well, listen, it's good the news continues to focus on the really important things. And Margarita Gate, it's right up there with Signal Gate and Watergate. Yeah, totally. By the way, Signal Gate was really worse than Watergate, but it's just... Yep, just sweep it under the carpet there. No worries about that. The editor of the Atlantic that received the Signalgate war plans, pretty fucking crazy. That dude, Jeffrey Goldberg, is not just an editor. Jeffrey Goldberg served with the IDF, and he was a prison guard, if you can believe this, for detained Palestinians. So... that's who Jeffrey Goldberg is. That's the kike that received the war plans, which is why it was handled the way it was. It was just, well, let me just spank you a little, give you a little bad press, but I won't reveal anything essential about the war plans. Because after all, Jeffrey Goldberg knows that when it comes to Israel's state security, it's not to be fucked with. But embarrassing the Trump administration, why that was on the agenda. But I wanted you to know who Jeffrey Goldberg was. They didn't just send it to. He's not just the editor of the Atlantic. It's fucking absurd.
Senator, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You're just back from El Salvador, and I want to pick up where we left off with Camilo, because the White House is using these new details to build its case that Abrego Garcia should stay where he is.
It's real thin. real thin. All right. New COVID.gov?
CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder joining us now to talk about these findings. Let's talk about the White House and the 2024 congressional report specifically saying COVID-19 most likely came from a lab leak in China, but many scientists still lean towards the natural origin. So unpack all of that for us.
So there's no smoking gun really for either theory, but the strongest scientific evidence still points to a natural spillover, most likely at that wet market in Wuhan in China, where
right, except now the .gov for COVID is being used to reinforce the lab leak theory, which is probably being done for foreign policy purposes, right? So it's just another exertion of pressure upon China to just lower their profile in, you know, among the standing nations. That's all. Trump doesn't care about the lab leak theory. Not sure you should either. I don't know what good it does us to focus on the lab leak theory. Okay, it came out of a lab. Now what?
Okay, so CBS News reports the Trump administration actually...
Can we focus on the Jew who was the super spreader who came back, went to an AIPAC meeting and then a CPAC meeting? How about that? Can we focus on that Jew? Can we focus on the Jews who made lots of fucking money, untold amounts of money, big Jew pharma, on these shitty COVID shots? Let's focus on that.
Replace government websites with simplified messaging focused on the lab leak theory.
Right. Well, that's probably what happened, and it's also good foreign policy if you're America. Not that I agree with that. I dislike America very much. I would hope America would have very ineffective foreign policy. Yeah. But I'm just telling you what it is. That's what it is.
Is that concerning?
Well, it's super concerning, yeah. The website says lab leak theory. Everyone knew it's the lab leak theory. So why is that concerning? Everyone wonders.
Actually, what you're doing with the border is remarkable. It has dropped, what, 90...
Sorry about the audio. This is Trump meeting with Bukele.
5%. It's incredible.
As of this morning, 99%. 99.1%, to be exact.
Why are those numbers not in the media?
Well, they get out with the fake news. You know, like CNN. CNN over here doesn't want to put them out because they don't like putting out good numbers. They only like putting out because I think they hate our country, actually.
There you go. So he's saying CNN hates our country. Here's the CNN response.
So quickly.
Okay, China. We've been listening to a lengthy live press conference inside the Oval Office with the leader of El Salvador, Bukele, where we have heard a lot of bits of information, a lot of news nuggets that we want to definitely...
She's listening to the earpiece. They're telling her what to say next. That's why she's hesitating.
Focus on a lot of... some misinformation as well. But we want to digest all of this right now
right.
with our terrific panel here and our reporters. Jeff Zeleny, I want to start with you. You are at the White House. Before I get to you, I just want to say, for the record, since we heard President Trump say in the Oval Office that CNN hates our country, CNN does not hate our country.
Okay, so you expected nothing less. Oh, J.D. Vance fumbled the football trophy. Nah. Ooh, this one's pretty cool. A couple of clips from... There was a long-form interview that I thought was a little bit too long to play the bulk of, so we decided to pull some audio from the Tucker on 9/11 Kurt Weldon visit. Again, it's very lengthy, so I just pulled a couple of key clips, and we'll play those.
Do I think 9/11 is going to be the biggest scandal in our lifetime and beyond? Yes, I think it's going to be the biggest scandal in the history of America because it occurred on U.S. soil. And because it is so recent that we have relevant information still available.
Right. That's right.
We have recorded information. We have personal information. Once people realize they can talk and not be afraid of being killed, or not being afraid of being ostracized. And you know what gets me is reporters who call people conspiracy theorists. Well, that's all the agency does.
I know.
They're the ones that create the conspiracies.
I'm aware.
I mean, cut me a break.
I'm aware.
They have whole courses for their agents on how to make people look like they're conspiracy theorists.
And the propaganda operations designed to discredit.
Exactly.
Right.
And so all we want is the truth.
Of course.
So Trump, appoint people of impeccable integrity. Let them study the facts. I will testify under oath everything I know about intelligence. Let these 3,000 architects who are risking their careers, making nothing, let them testify under oath.
Interesting. Right, right, right. So, well, that's a solid clip. By the way, we're going back to FTJ chat in just a second. That's a solid take. It showed the outrage of the 9/11 truthers, which, hey, listen, Tucker is fucking late. I mean, he is real late to this party. However, should we be excited about it? I don't know. I'm going to tell you what I've seen so far. At Easter, this came up among a little side table chat. And these are normies, like super normies. And so I felt, I got to admit, I felt kind of good. I'm like, they are talking about shit that we all knew years ago. And now to them, it's like exciting and new. But I'll see if this is like a gateway in their minds or if this is just a little blip on the radar and then they go right back to sleep. We'll have to see. We'll see. But let's continue with this and then we'll go back to the FTJ chat.
There has been this subtle pressure to the firefighters and to the officers not to talk for obvious reasons. You know what this involves politically. And look what happened to the chief of L.A. The female chief of L.A. comes out and says that the resources were taken away from her for the field forest fires. And what does the mayor do? She fires her. That was just a few weeks ago. The firefighters are always a scapegoat. That's why, Tucker, I'm done with this. If it's the last thing I do, firefighters are not going to be taken for granted anymore.
Well, all right. This is weird, right? This is weird. Sticking up for the California wildfires, fire chief. I don't know. I would keep that stink far away from 9/11. Frankly,
we're going to rise up. We're going to shake the country to its roots. So, firefighters are not second class citizens.
Well, they certainly shouldn't be.
But if they talk, they'll get sidelined. They'll be called crazies. Even though they heard explosions, they can't be allowed to say that.
They heard explosions?
Yeah, absolutely. It's on tape. Well, we have people coming out of the buildings that heard explosions. We have film footage of people that talked to Fox News that was taken off the air and now it was brought back by X. That's all available. That's why you need a
brought back by X. Well, yeah, people did save the footage, but yeah, the fact it was scrubbed is should be deeply concerning.
Mission to go back and look at all the lies.
So there are, and pardon my ignorance, but there are people on tape saying I heard explosions.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, it's shocking. Tucker doesn't know that, by the way. Yeah, I had a passing thought like, Tucker's doing a good job like faking it so he can be the inquisitive interviewer. Like I've done that sometimes. You know, like you don't preface everything like, well, for the sake of the audience, because then you sound like a pretentious ass when you're like, well, I've read this, of course, but for the sake of the audience. So instead, sometimes an interviewer will, play ignorant. But I get the feeling Tucker actually doesn't know. Which is fascinating because Tucker was on there bashing conspiracy theorists for years. And it's like, dude, you never even looked at the footage? This tells me you really are CIA. We continue.
They are the only high-rise buildings in the world that have ever come down from an airplane hitting them. And those buildings, I read the report from the architect who designed them. They were designed to withstand an airplane hitting the building and for standing sure. tall.
And especially Building 7, which had no plane hit it. Right.
No plane hit it. And the building just, you can see it when you watch it on TV, it just implodes straight down. And what really got me again was Oriole Palmer, the Italian chief, arising on the...
Well, tell us who he was. What is...
Okay, Oriole Palmer was one of the most inspirational battalion chiefs in New York.
FDNY,
who immediately, in very good shape, had a family, a couple of kids, went into the building as soon as they got on the scene, took the elevator up to the 40th floor, got off the elevator, and you can hear him on the comm system say, I'm here, 40th floor, we're going to start walking up the stairwells. every five floors, he radios back to communications. I'm on the 50th floor. Everything's okay. We're on floor 60. Everything's okay. He's going up every so many floors. He gives a report. He reaches the 78th floor, the floor of impact. He comes out of the stair tower, and as clear as you listening to me here, and I know I get passionate and I apologize to your listeners for that. He says, we're on floor 78, the floor of impact. We've got two fires and we can handle them. 1 minute later, the whole building collapses. That's not normal. That is not acceptable. That is not what happened.
And this is on tape?
It's on tape.
Yeah, so you got two like trash fires on the on the 78th floor, and then the fucking building comes down. It's all super weird, man. It's super weird. Yep, yep, yep. But again, surprising. Tucker doesn't know that. Yep, yep, yep. The firefighters' audio has been available for years. For years. All right, we promised we'd go over to F to the T to the J, and so we shall.
No, I lost my train of thought.
Okay. Over here to FTJ. Oh, looks like Bushmaster. Whoa, $50. Thanks, my Bushmaster 6A guy. Thanks, buddy. That's awesome. MTG, don't impress him. And speaking of, let's go over to this. Daily Mail. It does look real, dude. Embattled QAnon Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene openly cheated on her husband. Polyamorous tantric sex guru. What? Look at this dude. Now, look, this is the other guy she cheated with, Chris Cantwell. You seeing what I'm seeing? MTG cheated on her husband with Christopher Cantwell. And thus, the real reason why Cantwell's been thrown in jail. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sure, they say he choked someone who came in his house or his room, really, because he's in one of these halfway house dealios. Which is not funny. I don't want that for Chris Cantwell. And so, yeah, he, like, told some guy, back the fuck up. Yeah, MTG. I don't know. Looks like she'd have very angry snatch. Right? It's not just me, right? Thing would growl at you. Grr. All right. Well, Bushmaster, we appreciate that. Let's go to the donos and get us some Bushmaster. What do you give again? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Bushmaster.
Six.
Right.
A.
Bush.
Fish.
Six.
A.
Bush.
Master.
The A says A.
Six.
A.
Right.
Bush.
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 Fish.
Ma.
Master.
Her.
$50.
Master.
Ter.
Ma.
Master.
Six.
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 A.
A.
A. And A.
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 All right. Well, do your part. Yeah, you should be donating to more of what you want to see in the world. And, yeah, that makes a big difference. I'm getting close to my $80, my $83 a night minimum. Let's hope that happens tonight. Boy, am I behind. Anyway, Joker Waffen Sewell raid. What is this? Was Thomas Sewell raided? That's a very cryptic thing you've posted there. Sewell raid. All right, let's check it out. Bam, 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 bam. Nope. All right, that's a little bit too general. All right, I don't have the time to narrow this down now. Joker Waffen, tell us more if Thomas Sewell has been raided. Unless you're saying this is a Chad raid. In which case, that's much less threatening. All right, we'll see. How's that sound? We shall see. Me. Ah. This has been recommended. Recommender. Yeah. What's with the fucking volume levels in this thing? Sheesh. Oh, I see. Right, so now we're supposed to do the thing where, like, yeah, Tucker knows. Oh, no sound? Jesus Christ. Oh, Tucker knows, everybody. We have to assume Tucker knows because he's so fucking based. Look at this. A lot of sense. Lerman, you're such a boomer tech dude. It's fucking StreamYard. All right. You can keep the mythology of the boomer tech, bro. That's fine. It's fine.
Sorry, I'm a technical retard.
Right. I'm telling you, I click the thing. It's playing on the thing. It should be playing for you on the same thing. That's how it is.
Well, it's not playing.
Right.
You there?
Yeah.
It's not playing.
It's not playing? I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't share the right screen. Jesus.
Okay. Yeah.
I was watching it. I was enjoying it very much.
Yeah, I was having a great time watching Rebecca call Tim Pool a pussy. All right, well, let's go.
Yeah, but you have to wonder why. I feel like they want us to be talking about this.
Probably they do. I think
Twitter makes me wonder.
Yeah, I think part of it's true, but I think part of it is just people are seeing the pure evil that's happening in Israel. You see that any person that's like is not evil looks at this and sees dead kids and these people laughing and lying. They did the Hannibal directive to kill their own people. Any sane person is going to look and be like, they're going to start asking questions. So I don't think they can really control what's happening. They can't ban Joe Rogan. They can't ban Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson. So
but they can turn Tim Pool into even bigger a pussy.
Oh, yeah, he's a little cuck bitch. But there are people that are becoming, look at people that are speaking up. Look how popular Candace is. She's getting bigger, you know.
She's getting millions of views. I don't even know how she keeps her YouTube channel, to be honest.
There's just too many people paying attention for them to stop.
Oh, yeah.
Been going
dude, we're so in
charge. Why would Obama want to overthrow Assad? Because Israel has run American foreign policy in the Middle East for 30 years.
Why would the Dimona project, the Israeli nuclear program, would that conceivably have to do with the assassination of JFK?
Tucker's another one.
Tucker's known for a while. I had a conversation with him, private conversation with him, over a year ago, and I'm glad to see him finally speaking up a little.
I think that they're attempting to manage it and failing.
Well, I think Tucker's known for a while. I think Candace is new, and she's just honest. She may not be an expert in it, but she's trying her best.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, listen. Yeah. That was a good video, by the way, so thank you for that. Yep. That was good. Anything that calls Tim Pool a pussy, like, fucking sign me up. Sign me up. God, I hate that beanie. And that stupid fat Chine Grow face of his. I hate Tim Pool. Wait a second. Do we have anything else in here? I get sent a lot of videos, but that was from a cat who knows what the fuck he's doing. So I tend to play. Oh, yeah, that was good. All right, here we go. There is another one. There's another. Let's go to it. Share screen. Mean dee. Some of the kids are fake dolls. Keep a lid on it for 80 years. Yes, I know. The accusation of the devil dolls is a little bit silly, isn't it? It's a little silly, isn't it? Should I leave you in suspense? No, I'll relieve your suspense. So they didn't send an Easter well-wishing. It's only for Passover. Oh, yeah, they love Roseanne Barr. Base Jew Roseanne Barr. Okay, well, that was fun, though. So the Passover, happy Passover, everyone, from your government. Yeah. Yeah. So Eva Vlandingenbroek, a few months ago, she mentions a 15-year-old Dutch girl was brutally raped by a Syrian migrant. And the rapist walked free, but the father's girl got arrested and is being targeted in many ways by the authorities trying to cover it all up, Rotherham style, as fucking usual. That's just how it go. when you're not in charge of your own nation. So let's see how the volume is on this. Eva Vlandingenbroek. You're going to see her face change after the baby, and her hips got a little wider. Man, she looks great. All right, let's see here. No, I need to amplify. Hold on. I'm going to get the plug-in. Sound boost. Okay, here we go. No sound again? What the fuck? StreamYard, this is a conspiracy now. I am blaming the Jews for this one. Wait, either that or it's probably Nick's fault. Isn't it? Right? It's Nick's fault, isn't it? I think it is. All right, let's do this. Stop share. God damn. You know what? Giuseppe pays for this StreamYard. I tell you, if I had to pay StreamYard, I'd be finding another way. I might just yell out the window instead. That would be fucking preferable. Share screen. You son of a bitch. All right, here we go. Okay. Now let me go to the sound booster. Oh, good. 215%. And a wanna. And a Tua. Is this fucking thing on? All right, there we go.
I'm going to urge all of you guys to watch this video of a father whose 15-year-old daughter got raped by a Syrian migrant here in the Netherlands. And in this video, this dad addresses the city council and exposes them for the way that they have been treating him and his family ever since this horrific rape happened. And mind you, this asylum seeker who raped his daughter is still free. They never arrested him. The only thing that they did was transfer him to another municipality so he can just go and rape another girl there. But he never was brought to justice. What they did do, though, is they arrested the dad. They're continuously intimidating the father and harassing him for trying to protect his daughter. They are trying to label him as a troublemaker in the media. And they've even tried to prevent him from giving the very address that you see in the video by contacting the psychotherapist that they appointed to his daughter's case and trying to convince the therapist to convince the dad not to come and speak because it would be bad for healing.
Oh, bad for healing.
This is the insanity, like the level of insanity and the level of evil that we're dealing with. These are the same tactics that we've seen in Rotherham. The exact same tactics. They're trying to make the victim into the perpetrator and the perpetrator into the victim. That's also what this dad says when he's visibly breaking down when he's giving this address. He's asking them, does...
Oh, creme de la creme. Rebecca from Blonde in the Belly of the Beast called Tim Pool a pussy. Yes. They bleeped it, but you could tell what she was saying. She clearly said making him a bigger pussy. Which is kind of impossible. You would think, hey, what could make Tim Pool a bigger pussy? I mean, not much, but he found a way. Yep, he found a way. Meet with Netanyahu and then tell everyone what a productive meeting it was. What?
My daughter's life not matter to you at all? And the answer is no. His daughter's life does not matter to these people because these people want this open border policy.
No, well, she's kind of right. She's mostly right about every, I'll just agree with her because she looks so good. But really, it's because you're white, Dad. You're white. And your rape daughter's white. And the person who did it is not white. And that's all the calculus you need. It's not a complicated calculus. There's a progressive stack. And you're at the bottom. That's how this goes. Sometimes things reorder themselves in the progressive stack, in the kosher sandwich. Things can reorder themselves. Oh, look, you know, Jews in charge, they're at the top again. Oh, big surprise. And they move niggers down a little bit, and they move another one up a little. Oh, the Chinese are going up a little. The niggers are going down a little bit. But you're still at the bottom, and you're not in charge of the kosher stack. You're not in charge of the progressive stack. So... that's why. It's not just because they want open borders. Like, yeah, okay, but why is his claim for justice illegitimate? That's why. because he's white, because his daughter's white. And the assailant is, of course, not white.
They want this multicultural society in which sexual assaults have skyrocketed, and they want to cover it up when it happens. And that's why they come after the dad. It's sick. It's evil. And I urge you guys to watch this because it makes you wonder, how often has this happened before? How often is this happening? That fathers, mothers, families are harassed and intimidated into silence after their child gets raped or murdered worse by an asylum seeker. It's Rotherham all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, we're lucky to have her. We are lucky to have her. Let's not kid ourselves. Most people can't hear a word she's saying. But, yeah, we're lucky to have her. Trump's White House faith advisor. Yeah, that we could play that now. I'm going to save that for Scorpio Wednesday. I want to get Scorpio's take on White House faith advisor Pauli White. This is a female. Pauli? I think it's Pauli White. Yeah. It's a Kate Blanchett lookalike with blonde hair. Not very intellectually impressive. So you wonder, how did she achieve the ranking of White House faith advisor to Donald Trump? But hey, big surprise. She's all about Judeo-Christian values, don't you know? Ooh, big surprise. Wow. Schofield Bible fan in his aisle. Here's what she looks like. There you go. All right. We'll do more of this on Wednesday. There's only so many minutes in a show, and we don't want to waste it on doing this twice. So Wednesday, look, Netanyahu likes her. You're talking my language. Check this out. Oh, my goodness. I think she might have Ozempic face. Look at this mess.
They're not somewhere remote. They're real places. They're actually very close to each other. So you can actually see where the Bible happened. You can actually see where it happened.
Yeah. They found a carriage wheel in the Red Sea. No, they didn't. Nope. A lot of this is mythos, and you can continue to reinforce the fantasies of Judeo-Christians. I guess that helps you, but no. Ooh, shocking.
Speaking that. They are.
They do.
They are. They are. But they'd say it's not just about the destruction of Israel. It doesn't stop there.
Israel? What about the destruction of Palestine? Which, by the way, Israel is Palestine, right? Israel just plopped right in the middle of Palestine. So there you have it. There you have it. Dirty, dirty, no good. All right. Do we have anything else to share? Let's just go through this quickly. Oh, I'm surprised we didn't get this video from Paul. Look at this beast. What a disgusting animal. I'm going to lower the volume for you on this one. Mm-mm-mm. The Negro tornado has struck.
On the way to smoke, and a tornado hit the building.
Right behind, I'm serious. And I'm straight off the net. Who's gonna get a fuck with me? Take that from me or from any of man? I'm curious. Better take for you, busting me if you miss. I'm like a 50 and man. I'm furious. Dabbing that water, I dab like a query. Yeah, nigga, we was breaking the
barrier.
If you grabbing that torch, better carry. Trying to hat on that person with scary shit. All our smoke is loud. You got that now, like Gary. Yeah, my son ain't gotta work because he's gonna hear it. We your game first. You don't even know your ears.
Not that.
The door was open the whole time. Okay. Look, she's also going to take the battery out of the smoke detector. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that a scale for pets? So is this a... I'm just guessing here. Is this like a veterinarian's office? Because I'm thinking you could put her fat ass on that scale. Get on the dog scale, you fat pig. Ugh, wow. Like I said, I'm surprised Paul didn't drop us that video. We're beating Paul at his own game. We got you, Paul. We got you. All right. Believe me, there's tons of nigger videos, but I'm a little bit over just being outraged over the Nog videos. Frankly, that's just me. Maybe you're still excited by that kind of thing. Oh, that's the TV she ripped out. Well, shows what I know. All right, let's see what Eva Vlandingenbroek. Yeah. Oh, well, they're showing old footage. Okay. They should be showing new footage. She looks better. Anywho. All right, back to the news blitz. Oh, Israel, look how this is Israel's Judeo-Christianity. They're mocking you. This is what was in a museum in Israel. They're mocking you. Yeah, here, I'll show you. Present, share screen. Oh, don't worry. We don't need volume on this one. Oh, wait a second. So it's a comment about consumerism and retarded Christians. It's kind of doing that. Oh, boy. Well, see, listen, I know I'm not a very good Christian, but I find that offensive. I find that offensive for my Christian friends as well. So, fucking kikes. Oh, right next to this is probably Andres Serrano pissed Christ. Remember that? So you piss in a jar, and then you throw a crucifix in the piss jar. And that's high art. Or as Jews like to call it, money laundering. See, that's what... This is some money laundering right here. It's a well-made cross, I'll give you that. Notice here. It's nicely done. I wonder how that's affixed. Must be routed, right? You routed out the back and then fit that. That part's nicely done. Correct, Colin, as Grant said. It's not funny. It's not creative. It's just fucking dumb. It's designed to insult Christians. Thanks, Jews. Oh, Jews, we couldn't do it without you. Right. We couldn't do the next Holdemore without you. Donald Giusti. Oh, yes, the Community Relations Service. Mm-hmm. Swooped right in and eased racial tensions. That's what they do. That's what they do. But listen, when a father or a mother is like completely acquiescing to the DOJ's Community Relations Service, that is kind of partially their fault. I understand the DOJ is coming in at these people's weakest moments, but I don't know. I don't know. You wouldn't find me doing that shit like ever. So, yeah, and I'm not the greatest, so it's not like I think this is a, like I'm the yardstick. Believe me, I'm far from perfect, and I wouldn't be doing it. So how is it so easily, how is it these people are so easily convinced to forgive publicly the murderers of their children? It's, yeah. It's kind of impossible to consider. I don't know how this happens. Yeah. Anyway, let's focus on things we can figure out, not things we can't figure out.
Mm-hmm. It is time for you.
You hear the NPR voice. I listen so you don't have to.
Leave the United States. That's from an email sent by the Department of Homeland Security on Monday to migrants in the U.S. who hope to get asylum.
Right.
When Yasmeline Velasquez saw this email, she panicked.
Oh.
Sergio Martinez Beltran has been following.
The poor dear. You hear the NPR voice. They're trying to make you really deeply concerned about this. She panicked when she received the letter. Yeah, well, you know, the parents of dead kids who were killed by niggers, they're going to panic when they receive the coroner's report. So, you know, which is worse?
But,
I have court tomorrow. I can't stay.
Right.
There have been reports of migrants being picked up by agents as they go into the ICE office.
Oh, how sad. Well, you're there at the ICE office, so yeah, we're going to pick you up. How is this any of this like surprising or shocking, by the way? This is all part of the theater to make it look like ubiquitously, ever pervasively, that Donald Trump is doing the job that has to be done. He's getting rid of the beaners. Is he, though? Is he getting rid of the beaners? Okay, the promise went from millions to 600,000, and they're only deporting 1,400 a week. Do the math. Looks like we'll be getting 100-something thousand of these beaners out of here. That ain't 600 million. And it's certainly not the tens of millions he promised. Tens of billions. We're going to do it, folks. Okay.
It's a project called Doge UN. It's reminiscent of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency.
Oh, Doge UN.
Only it's looking into the United Nations.
Of course it is. Okay, so now they found a way to pressure the UN to no longer be counter-Semitic or specifically anti-Zionist, you see. Ah.
It's not officially connected to the U.S. government, but its founder, former U.S. diplomat Hugh Dugan, says he's looking for ways to cut waste.
Well, that sounds officially connected to the U.S. I don't know. Is it just me? I mean, didn't she just say? She just said it's not connected to the U.S., but it's this former U.S. ambassador. And oh, okay.
The U.N.
Over time, we've seen the growth of what I call a deep state United Nations.
Oh, right. Okay, so now it's time to turn all the Q-tard language on the UN because they're so gosh darn anti-genocide, pro-Palestine, or they just don't like dead babies, I think. That's what it is. Now, the UN, they probably love dead white babies, but this is not the case in Palestine. So they're against this war, and that makes them anti-American. You know, that's what it means today. And they're not very good Judeo-Christians. We know that much already.
Doge UN is an effort to excise the waste and rogue behavior of the United Nations bureaucracy.
Oh, the rogue behavior. All right, 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 right. Okay, like issuing reports that Francesca Albanese, she releases reports that says, oh, yeah, Israel totally guilty of genocide. Well, you can't have that. You just can't.
He's been pressing both Moscow and Kyiv for a truce. But so far, Donald Trump has failed in his bid to secure a ceasefire in the Ukraine war. On Friday, the U.S. president reiterated that he wanted to clinch a deal quickly, but said that the U.S. could ditch brokering further talks unless progress is made soon.
There you go. Trump's just going to do the two lips to his fingers and then up in the air like, yeah, peace out. This is too difficult. What? I thought you remember before he's even appointed. Before my inauguration, I'm going to handle Zelensky. That's what he said. That's what he said. God, this guy's so shitty. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump warns tariffs are coming for electronics. Big surprise, yeah.
It was a huge relief to U.S. tech firms, but it may be short-lived. On Friday, the U.S. Customs Service announced that around 20 electronic products, including phones and computers, would be exempt from reciprocal tariffs. But by Sunday, the U.S. president had downplayed the move. Donald Trump said that those products will be targeted under upcoming sector-specific tariffs, goods seen as critical to U.S. national defense networks.
Nobody is getting off the hook for the unfair trade balances. There was no tariff exception announced on Friday. These products are subject to the existing 20% fentanyl tariffs, and they are just moving to a different tariff bucket.
Whoa.
Trump said semiconductors and the...
So they got a fentanyl tariff. Now, wait a second. Seems to me you should want to stop fentanyl altogether. I don't know. Whatever. Seriously. What fucking ever. Me, Dugan, eh? Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Well, Dugan's daughter, anyway. She bit the bullet. Yep. Trump handling Zelensky. Promises kept. Promises kept. It's amazing. Yeah. I did the math, and at $1,400 a week for 4 years, we have a grand total of $313,000. All right, Alex Waslak, nicely done. It's not exactly $600,000, but sure. And by the way, that I don't believe that's going to happen either. Oh, I know Harry Holler. Yeah. Yeah, I'm often disappointed with Paul's performance with guests because no one's ever as based as Paul, right? That's kind of part of it. Yeah. So Harry Holler asks, did you see Paul from California? Did you see what a jackass he was to Les Borey? That was disgraceful. Nickelball Paul insulted a hero like Borey. Yeah, that wasn't cool. That wasn't cool. Yeah. Listen, what are you going to do? Honestly, I've expressed this to Paul already. I've been disappointed. Like Paul treated Germar like a lightweight. Germar Rudolph, who's done incredible work. And you know what? Germar does in fact have an outlook we would not agree with. Let's put it that way. Germar believes in enlightenment principles. Okay, so the dude is not a fascist, just to be clear. He's done incredible work in the area of revisionist history, and that's why, well, that's why we have Germar on. Germar's coming on to discuss his revisionism. He's not coming on to discuss his worldview, and to the extent he comments on his worldview, when someone's done incredible work like Germar, you're just supposed to let him have it. Just be like, you know what? Okay, pass. You got to pass, Germar. Okay, Germar believes in enlightenment principles. He thinks, wouldn't it be great if we all got along? Okay, you know what? That's not the conversation. Germar is not doing IRL shit. Germar is not forming a third party. Germar, he's not doing that. So when you have someone who's dedicated their life and paid the incredible price of being put in jail a few times, when you have someone like that on, you give them a pass. You don't tell them that they're not fucking based enough, right? At least you shouldn't. And now same thing with Les Borey. So I did what I could to, you know, stick up for Les Borey. Not that he needs me to stick up for him, but I did what I could to stick up for Les Borey. And I have expressed this to Paul before, like, you know, sometimes you just got to just let the guest have it. Okay. They're not all here to have a fight. It's not a big contest as to who's the most fucking based. Especially when, by the way, saying you're based versus being thrown in jail for anti-Semitism. If I have to pick who really fucking means it, it's probably going to be the person who's been put in jail. You know what I mean? And by the way, Les Borey agrees, and so does Germar Rudolph, agrees that this entire system is illegitimate. Okay? They both know it's been designed to benefit Jews at the expense of others. Okay? We just happen to think it needs to be overturned in a certain way, in a certain speed. Whereas Germar might opt for something like voting. Okay, you know what? The guy is not an expert in democracies that transition to, you know, fascist overthrows or something. Okay, that's not his bag. So you don't need to focus on that. Okay, but Les Borey, there's less of a reason to argue with him. He knows, Les Borey knows we need a new political class, one that answers to white people, the will of white people, the soul of white people, for the fucking benefit of white people. This is all he's fighting up for. He does it in his way. Okay, it's not as 1488. It's not as let's fucking go. Les Borey isn't like lighting Molotovs. Okay. Okay. But that's when you have to remind people, like, hey, Paul can say he's based as he wants, and Paul's pretty fucking based in his rhetoric. But Les Borey is trying to do it his way. He's trying to create a parallel or a party that represents white people. He knows he's not going to win, but he's doing it so he can do the messaging. Now, if I'm going to criticize someone for messaging, I'd have to criticize myself. All I do 7 nights a week is messaging. So anyway, I think Les Borey's doing just a fine job the way he's doing it. And it's also Canada. It's Canada. Like the based-o-meter in Canada is pretty slight compared to that in America. In America, you're based if you, you know, threaten to throw a Molotov in the vestibule of the ADL office. In Canada, you're based if you say, you know, these Jeets got to go. See what I mean? totally different comparison. So, yeah, I invite you all, next time you think Paul abuses someone like Les Borey or whatever, go in the chat and insist that Giuseppe ask the question, answer the question of Paul, ask of Paul and have him answer the question. Hey, Paul, how would you create the conditions for the based 1488 armed conflict type of change you'd like to see? Like, just ask him that. Be like, okay, Les isn't doing it. Paul, who did you kill last night? What CEO did you shoot last night? Oh, none? Okay. Well, in a based O-meter contest, I'm afraid Les Borey might be beating you because you're doing rhetoric and Les Borey has been in fucking jail for what he believes in. I'm just saying. You know I love Paul. I'm a Paul guy. But I'm just going, I'm just resonating here with the complaints. I don't like it when guests are mistreated, unless they're assholes, but Les Borey is not an asshole. And Guillermar and Les Borey should be treated with a great deal of respect. That's just my opinion. So go ahead in the chat, ask him next time, like, hey, if you engaged in a political assassination, who do you think you'd be sharing a cell with tomorrow? Because that's not a real way to change. Instead, you'd have to ask, hey, what specific steps would you take to create the conditions where kinetic change would be engaged in by enough people to make change permanent? What would you do, Paul? That's what you need to ask. And then it reframes the fucking based competition. It reframes the competition. So you feel free to, I asked him. He just chuckled and moved on. So ask him. Hey, do you think whites have really reached this critical mass of agitation and frustration? We're ready to fucking pop off. We're ready to pop off, are we? Huh? Well, doesn't seem so. You know, not criticizing anyone listening. I'm just saying, if you think your neighbors are ready to LFG, you're fucking nuts. So that's why the question is important. Hey, how do you create the conditions for the change through force you'd like to see? Make sure it's engaged in by enough people that it fucking sticks. Hmm? Oh, we're not asking that. Instead, we're just going to say, oh, you're not being based in your rhetoric. Say more base stuff, Les. Well, that doesn't get us anywhere, frankly. That doesn't get us anywhere. So there you have it. Yeah, exactly. Harry Hollis says, maybe I shouldn't have brought it up. No. It's good to bring up. We need to be honest on the show. And Paul can come on and defend himself. So if he thinks he's, you know, I'm sure he thinks he's in the right. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing it. So maybe Paul has a convincing argument. I'm ready to listen. I just gave my argument. Doesn't mean I'm right, but I think Les Borey is doing a fine job. He went to prison for it. Yep. So, yeah, he's our guy. He's fucking based. The Canadians and Europeans are appearing on podcasts with their hands tied, too. Yeah. Yes. People can only say so much. You know what I mean? What can you do except literally you go to jail for what you believe in? Oh, interesting. See, Serving Bill says 11:02. Okay, I'm going to have to change this clock, like, ASAP. Let me go in here. All right, I'll do it right after the show. All right, we didn't get through all the news. Did you donate? Do your part to donate. Mm-hmm. This white devil only needs $83 a night to get by. We're a little shy, but you can make it up on Buy Me a Coffee. You can make it up on Cointree. You can make it up on Cash App, which has been up there a while. By the way, code RPR on BannedByAmazon.com. You can go there and get all the books that you need. Oh, by the way, it's not just from Money Tree Publishing. Look down here. In case you were wild for those Moon Rock books. Wait a second. Two? And I suppose we didn't go to the moon either. Two. Okay, I'll have to check and see if that's a new edition or something. Anyway, as you can see, everything's available. You can charge it with a card, so no more freaky payment ops. You dig? All right, you got it. Me, billy, me. Settings time. Thank you, buddy. All right, we'll do that. Serbian Bull, as always, to the rescue. Hey. Bushmaster 6A in closing says, having lived in Alaska twice, I promise if you go into a village in Alaska, NWT Yukon territories, and bring this new age gay shit to them, they will let you freeze on the Alcan when you break down, or in a river, or as bear excrement. Yeah, yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right. Well, all right, buddies. Till tomorrow, we have Garamar Rudolph on tomorrow, speaking of. So that should be exciting.
Right Perspective Radio.
And it was so, so powerful.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Davis Lerman.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One purpose, one people, we are rising. One purpose, one people, we are rising.
Davis Lerman and the Right Perspective.
Out of control.
To support Davis Lerman's Right Perspective Radio, you can now buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/Davis Lerman. That's DavisLerman. The Right Perspective.
Right Perspective.
In doing so, you are a part of the solution. The problem is people not supporting what they want to see more of in the world. Donate any amount you see fit. Your contribution will help continue the efforts of Davis Lerman
and the Right Perspective
Radio.
This is better. Causing
you benefit. Davis Lerman. That's DavisLerman. DavisLerman.
DavisLerman.
You are a part of the solution. Buy me a coffee.
Buy me a coffee.
The solution. People supporting what they want to see more of in the world. Buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/Davis Lerman.
Out of control.
DavisLerman.
Who knew what would happen?
Davis Lerman. Yep.